shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes, our
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, on the face of this very planet we call Earth, we welcome you to another live, uninterrupted, hopefully, broadcast coming from the bosom of Biafra land on this very day. Today is the 24th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2015, with the time now standing very, very close to 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening here in this very holy land that Chukwa Biama prepared for our habitation. I must welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are listening to us from, irrespective of the continent you are domiciled in, regardless of the country where you are trying to eke out a living, irrespective of the city, the town, the village, the homestead, the clan, it just does not matter. What matters here is that you are listening via CHK 97.6. And I got a confirmation today. As long as our transmitting station is on, for those of you who are listening, Onitsha can now receive CHK 97.6. I repeat, Onitsha can receive CHK 97.6. I got the confirmation before we came on air this evening. Therefore, everybody responsible to, you know, for making sure that our substations are running, please make sure that our generators are on this very evening. Because we are doing something that is virtually impossible for other people to replicate all the way from Agbo to Onitsha. We are live on CHK 97.6. The same thing in Aba as well. The same thing in Nkwere, in Olo, in Mbitolu. The same thing in all the environs around that very place. And we will continue to work by the grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man. On Wednesday, Owerri will come on as well. We are doing the impossible. We are making things that people once dreamt about to come to reality. Not because of anything extraordinary that we are capable of accomplishing, but because Chukwu Abiama is with us. We do things that other people cannot do. They only dream about it. They only imitate it. After all, they said that imitation is the best form of flattery. We are very, very happy to have people copy our style, to copy our genre, to try to be like us, because all they are doing is to tell the whole world how credible our format is. People want to copy it because that is no other way. Why settle for the imitation when the original is there for you? This is your radio station, Radio Biafra, where this evening some of you, those of you who are lucky, will be able to speak, and the rest of humanity will be able to hear them. Therefore, please, it is your duty and your responsibility to go out to propagate this very message, to tell those of them around you that Radio Biafra is on, to tell them where they can find our broadcast every blessed day. We have listened to your advice. We have minimized the time of the day that we play our music. We have drastically, I repeat, drastically reduced the number of tracks that we play every blessed day. People don't want us to broadcast, so they will attack the means by which or through which we come to you. Therefore, our voice may break off now and again, because the enemies of light, those of them that represent darkness, they will try to stop what we are doing, but we are unstoppable. We continue to go. As soon as they realize this, the better for them, because this is the only place where the truth is spoken. This is the only platform on this very earth where you come to. You will hear the truth, the whole truth, the absolute truth, and nothing but the truth. That is what we do here on Radio Biafra. We are here to propagate the gospel of the restoration of God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. That is why we are here. And that is why everything we touch, we continue to turn into gold, because we have not come that we may subdue nor subjugate people. We have come that light may come into lives where previously there was only darkness. That is why we are here. If you have never, ever before considered supporting this very effort, this very endeavor, now is the best time to do it. Because if you want us to get Biafra, if you want us to march this year, you must show us your support by doing one of two things. Either you volunteer yourself to fight at the front line, or you support those who are fighting at the front line. You cannot sit on the fence. Let us wait for you them to do something. Do what? Is what I ask you. Why are you sitting on the fence? Do you think that Radio Biafra does not cost money to run? I want you to walk into your nearest radio station and ask them how many platforms are they capable of propagating on. Right now, this very minute, from the outskirts of Benin City all the way to Onitsha, people are listening to CHK 97.6. If you come into Aba and the virus, going all the way to Umueka, going all the way to Ntinga, people are listening to Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6, all the way to Okwa. If you come to parts of Imo State, people are also listening over there as well. Why is it difficult for people to understand that to run all of these things cost a lot of money? It is not easy. Walk into your nearest radio station and ask them, how much does the operations cost to run every blessed month? Talk less of people who are also on satellite and we are also online. Don't you understand that? Of course, some of us may not be able to understand because we are not accustomed to hard work. All we do is buying and selling. But here on Radio Biafra, we are used to it and we continue to march forward. Therefore, we need only two types of people. Those who volunteer themselves to fight to defend the honor and dignity of their country, and those prepared to support them. They are the two groups of people that we are looking for. And when our lines open this evening, we shall hear from such people. Wherever you are, you must remain resolute, very, very determined. You must be dedicated to this very cause. And Chukwu Abiamah must be your God. That is why we are here. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you in the far eastern part of the world who will continue to do all they can to ensure that Biafra is restored, not just restored, but in truth and honesty. That is why we are here. And we do things that other people cannot do. That is what I'm saying. They can never be like us. They can dream from now till thy kingdom come. And Anyukunekoro cannot bring you close to replicating what we are. And that is where it is going to remain. We will remain broadcasting. We will remain on the air. We will continue to spread this very gospel. The zoo will do all they can. They will interfere with our systems. They will want to stop us, but they can never succeed. They can never, ever succeed. That is why this evening you will experience some intermittency, but please do not worry. Do not worry, because we are here to spread this gospel and we must continue. They may tamper with it. They may hack it. They may do all they like. But eventually, we prevail, because as I say all the time, we always win. This is Radio Biafra. We must offer praise and adoration to Chukwu Abiamah, the Most High God, for ever being faithful to us, standing beside us all the time, making sure that all our projects continue to go forward in the direction and the dimension most effective for the restoration of the end, that his will be done on the face of this very planet Earth. Our lines are being hacked this evening. Severe disruption this evening. They are hacking us this very evening. You must bear with us. We will try to rectify it. They are seriously interfering with what we are doing, but we are not deterred. We are determined, we are resolute, and we are going to go forward to preach this very gospel. They may not like it. We are in Biafra land, still part of the Zoological Republic, from which we are seeking her extrication, that we may once again be worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiamah. Therefore, wherever you are, we must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I must try to do the best we can to rectify it. We will try to do the best we can to rectify it. Please do not adjust your system. Do not go away. We want to do one or two things to see if our lines can be stable. Right now, it is not stable. It keeps cutting. We want to rectify it, because the zoo, they're attacking our systems. They are trying to hack into what we are doing. They are trying to stop us, but we will defeat them. This night you will see that we will overcome them and we will be able to broadcast without any interruption. We will be able to do so. Please do bear with us. Do not go away. Remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We believe that we have now rectified the problem we were experiencing before. Please, you must bear with us. We are in Biafra land and the Republic of the zoo animals, the monkeys that make up this very place. They don't want us to preach this very gospel. They don't want us to propagate the very truth. They don't want Biafra to come because they want to steal all of our oil. But we are letting them know one thing, that we are unstoppable. We must broadcast. This very gospel must go out to the rest of the world. Therefore, I will welcome each and every one of you once again. Please, if you're listening to us this very evening, you must tell your friends and your family to also do the same. Do not be a secret listener. You must come out in the open. We are preaching for the same thing. We are fighting for the same thing because we want to be free. There is nobody who does not want freedom here. We just don't wish it. Here, we don't believe in Biafra of the heart. We believe in a very practical Biafra, a Biafra that will come in truth and honesty, that we may live some dignified life, because what we're experiencing here is worse than slavery. Even animals have a better existence than we do in this part of the world. Therefore, we are letting humanity understand our grievance. We are letting the whole world know that we are being killed every blessed day. We are letting them understand that the stealing of our resources must come to an end. We must make them understand that it is our inalienable right to seek our freedom and our liberty as enshrined in natural law, not just by the laws of man, but by the laws of heaven as well. That is where we offer everything that we are to heaven to accept it very graciously. Once again, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. The time now here in Biafra land, in case you're joining us for the very first time, is 25 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. We are rudely interrupted by intermittent signal problem we're experiencing here, because the infrastructure is very, very poor. Anytime I begin to speak, anytime they hear my voice, they try to stop what we are doing, but they will not succeed. They have failed and will continue to fail. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must welcome you. It is my duty and my responsibility to do so, and I must discharge it very, very faithfully, as I have sworn to do. Therefore, I will reintroduce myself. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all Haloyo forces, and in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. By the grace of Chukwu Abiama, I will remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. My duty is to serve, and I will do so, and I will distinguish myself in that very process. We welcome you once again. We are on CHK 97.6. Those of you in Onitsha, if you tune in to CHK 97.6, you'll be able to receive us as long as our transmitting station is on. Somebody called from Onitsha to confirm that Radio Biafra is hitting Onitsha as we speak, the same way we are in Aba right now propagating this very gospel. You must not give up. We are using the very latest technology, but of course the zoo will try to circumvent that. We are also on satellite. If you don't know, we are telling you today that Radio Biafra is on satellite, where you have AIT, where you have NTA on satellite. Radio Biafra is there as well. And we are in one place they can never be. We are also streaming live and direct online. Your mobile phone, your iPad, or your Samsung tab, as the case may be, your laptop, your mainframe computer, anything you have that has internet to it should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Others may not be able to do so because we are live and we are direct to the whole world. At the same time, simulcasting on radio, also on satellite, and also online. Unstoppable. I need confirmation from people in Onitsha to say that Radio Biafra is live where they are this very evening. I must welcome each and every one of you. Because of you, Chukwu Abiama said we should come to preach this very gospel, that you may be saved, that you may be redeemed, that you may go back to the land that he gave to your ancestors, that land being Biafra, where we are today broadcasting. We are not in London. We are in Biafra land broadcasting. And our lines will open later on, as we expect it to, every blessed day as we broadcast and as we preach this very glorious gospel. The number once again is +234 if you're calling us from outside the damnable Zoological Republic. If you're calling us from within, it is 081-686-13291. I repeat, 081-686-13291. We are also on 080-590-98137. 080-590-98137. If you're calling us from outside the Zoological Republic, which they call Nigeria, the number to add at the front of it is +234. Therefore, it is +234 8168613291. I repeat, 0024 8168613291. We are also on +234 8059098137. I repeat, +234 or 0024 80 59 09 8137. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. I repeat, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. We are also on that very platform should you wish to avail yourself of that very means. We welcome each and every one of you wherever you are. I have already prayed to Chukwu Abiama, but I will not hesitate to reiterate my prayer every blessed day. That the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama, you accept our gracious prayer to you because you asked us to come. Man did not ask us to come. You said that we must come to preach to your children so that they may get away from bondage and come into the light which you yourself instituted. Because when you made the heavens and the earth, the first thing you said is, let there be light. And we have brought that very light into the deepest and the darkest recesses of the darkness of the soul of man in this part of the world, that we may illuminate it and bring them to the awareness, to the knowledge, to the understanding, to the capability of reason, that they may be able to build a worthy civilization in this very land that we call Biafra. We cannot do all of these things without your mercy, without your grace, because only you is worthy of worship. We adhere very strictly to your dictates and to your commandment which you gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, that we will not worship any other thing apart from you. Those are your words, and because you are God, your words never change from generation to generation. That is why we adhere to it. That here Chukwu Abiama is God, not the name of a deity. If you are not educated enough to understand that is your business, Chukwu Abiama is the name we call God here. And he answers our prayers as we do so. This is 2015 and not 2014, 2013 or 2012. This year we must march. This year we must march. They give us Biafra or we destroy everything therein. They either give us Biafra or this place will be rendered desolate. I am not one of those that believe in Biafra of the mind, Biafra of the backyard. I believe in a practical Biafra, a discernible Biafra, a Biafra that will go forth to ensure that we are set free, a Biafra that will shine as an example to every black nation upon the face of the earth, that Chukwu Abiama is indeed from this part of the world. We are not going to relent. We will not retreat, and we can never ever surrender. Heaven is our witness. We can never do that. We have come, and since 2009, when we came, prematurely terminated due to the nefarious activities of those of them who cannot remain faithful, we returned in 2012, April 2012 to be precise, to continue this very propagation which will lead us into that very kingdom and beyond. We have never relented. Nobody can say the things that we say, the manner and in the way we say it. Do you know why? Because we are filled with the Spirit from heaven to come to proclaim this very gospel. We are not afraid of anything born of a woman. That is why I am in Biafra land preaching this very gospel. And the whole world is listening, because it doesn't matter where you are. Wherever you are, if you have internet access, you will get Radio Biafra. Go to Google and type in Radio Biafra, you see what will happen. How do I listen to Radio Biafra? You will see what will happen. We are everywhere, from www.radiobiafra.co to www.ipob.org. We are on rblworld.tv as well. Everywhere you go to, we are on TuneIn. Download the app on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your laptop, on your mainframe computer. You can listen to Radio Biafra wherever, even if you're in the factory working, you can listen to Radio Biafra. That is how formidable we are. That is how serious we are about what we are pursuing. We have not come here to tell you one thing and do another. I will not ask you to do anything I will not do. I am here on the ground preaching this very gospel. If you are also chosen by heaven to serve your country, you come down here and join me. Did you hear what I said? If you know that you were born to restore Biafra, you come down here and join us. Many of us are here. Come down here and join us. Because this year, we will march. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you don't know the number, I will reiterate the number. Our lines are not yet open. When these lines open, please, I will indulge you. I will ask you to call us. But right now, we are going to go through our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, we are letting you know once again that Radio Biafra, assuming, because I do not know, assuming our station is on, and I expect those who are responsible to make sure that our station is on, to make sure that our people are listening all the way from the outskirts of Benin to Onitsha. People are listening via CHK 97.6. I want you to tell me if there is any broadcaster that can achieve such a feat. Because nobody can. There is no broadcaster that you can hear inside the Edo State. You can come into Anambra and you hear them on radio. It doesn't happen. Only Radio Biafra. And people question our formidability because they're stupid. They don't know who we are. They think because we haven't killed them yet somehow that we have stalled. They are very, very sick in the head. Our march is relentless. We continue to move. We do not lie. We don't cheat. We don't deceive. We don't prevaricate. We are incorruptible, which means we don't know corruption. It is impossible. Anybody thinking, oh, one day they may become like Owazurike, that person is mad. We are not. Can never be Owazurike. Impossible. He's from the pits of hell. It is inconceivable. It is inconceivable. Instead of me to do that, I will drink poison and die. Because I believe in Kiruga. What lies ahead of Biafra is greater than anything that has gone before it. Akonobo one in every material wealth in the whole world cannot buy Biafra. There is nothing on this earth that can dissuade us or persuade us away from Biafra. It is impossible. It can never happen. If you are raised in poverty, maybe you think everybody can compromise. I'm on Namde Kano. I don't compromise. It is impossible to do so. One strike and you're out. What it means is that if you compromise, you'll be out and out forever and ever. You will not come back here. You can never come back. It's impossible. Because we want to set an example that when you come and mention the word Biafra, you must apply yourself. You must dedicate yourself. Because I love challenges. When people challenge you, I bring out my very, very best. As I say all the time, Uche Mefo, my deputy, is closest to me. He knows my mind and what I'm thinking. But even Uche doesn't know everything. All the plans that we have, he doesn't know everything. There are those I keep to myself. That when things become almost intolerable, we release them. This evening in Aba, people are listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6 all over the world. The same way people are in Aba listening. People in Albania are listening at the same time. Therefore, when you call Radio Biafra, the whole world will hear your voice, including Obama. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. They may pretend they, of course they do. We know they do. Because here we speak the truth. Always and without fail. Our lines will soon open, and when it does, I will invite each and every one of you to please make your views known. Right now, we need genuine, hardcore volunteers. Most of you answer, we don't need you. Go and stay where you are. We need those that we are born. Obochana Tuimeha, the day they are being conceived, Chukwu Abiyama said, this is a future Biafran soldier. They are the ones that we want. We need genuine, hardcore Biafrans. Those who are determined, those who will carry this very battle to the enemy without fear or favor. And I will not send you and I will stay behind. I am here at home. Anything I ask you to do, be rest assured that I will be there. Be rest assured that I will be there. At the front, not at the back. Because anything I say I am going to do, I do it. Anything that IPOB, which I lead, say they are going to do, invariably they do it. That is why we cannot retreat nor surrender. We remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. And then we're going to Pobola. None whatsoever, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He asked us to come. It is impossible that heaven will ask us to come and then disgrace us. What sort of, to serve what purpose? That is why I know in my heart of hearts that Biafra is here. Biafra is very dangerously close, believe you me. And this year, I got Mamba Bonke Boke. I welcome you once again wherever you are. I will ask you to get your pen and your paper ready because here is the finest university in the whole world. If you think you went to school, you know something. By the time you listen to Radio Biafra 2-3 times, you know perhaps Nduzukwa is not complete. Here we finish people. Here we complete them. Here we make sure you go out, you reason, you dis all the way to Onitsha are listening to Radio Biafra this very night. Chikwa Biama is great. Imagine what we can do if we have the resources to do so. We don't have anything and look at what we are able to accomplish. Imagine when we have something, what we can do. The whole world at this very second, people are listening to us. And very soon they'll be listening to you because you will call these very numbers and then the whole world will be able to hear you. This is Radio Biafra once again. I must therefore, without further hesitation, proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. And once again, I must reiterate my apologies because of this very fact that we have been unable to maintain a consistent stream all along. Our enemies are tampering with us. Our enemies are coming dangerously close because they don't want us to do the work that Chukwu Abiama sent us to come and do. But we are here to defile them. We are here to let them understand that nothing they do can stop us from pursuing this very noble path. And this is Radio Biafra. Therefore, without much hesitation and with the time now standing very, very close to 10 minutes to 9 p.m. here in Biafra land, the same time in the United Kingdom, which is 10 to 8 p.m. in the evening. I welcome you. If you look at your clock where you are, it is exactly 10 minutes to the top of the hour. That goes to tell you that this is live and not recorded. If the time is out of sync, then you know you are listening to a replay, which you do every blessed day. This is live. This is Radio Biafra on the 24th day of January in the year of our Lord 2015. We must now proceed to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. As I've alluded to earlier, I am very, very happy. I'm in Biafra land where oil is gotten from. Nigeria is Nigeria because of Biafra. Nigeria was amalgamated because of the wealth and the hard work of Biafran people. By Biafra, please, I mean all the people from Ebanke in Edo State coming all the way to Opobo, to Ogoja, to Eket, all the way to Igala land, all the way to Ibibio land, all the way to Ijoland. Everywhere is Biafra. We eat the same type of food. We wear the same type of clothing. We are not warmongers. We don't conquer people. We believe in live and let live. We didn't used to be jealous until our people came. We are God-fearing people, and we don't kill our visitors. That is one thing we all have in common. That is called a value system, something that binds people together. We never embarked on a war of conquest. I had a meeting today with some people, and I made it very clear to them that we never conquered you people before. We never went to war with you before. It's not that we are not stronger. We are strong, but we never went to war. And why do people have reservation about Arochukwu people or something? Because they went to war. They tried to go to war. People resented it. That is who we are. A very simple mantra that underpinned everything we stand for as a people. That is the core value system that binds all Biafrans together. If you're Ishekiri, if you're Urobo, Isoko, Ejo, wherever you come from, if you are from Igbo land, if you're from Igala, from Idoma, from an, of course, Anioma is Igbo land, please. We are all one people under God, under Chukwu Abiama. Some of you, of course, are to remove, and some of you are not worthy to be called Biafrans. But unfortunately, you know, we have to put up with some of you. That is how life is. Because even in any farm, any time you plant something, be it yam or cassava, weed will. When you're planting cassava, do you ask weed to come? No, but the weed will grow anyway. When you're tilling the soil, when you have, you know, cleared the bush or the forest, as the case may be. If it's a virgin forest, you burnt it down, you till the ground, and you begin to plant your crops. do you write letter to weed? Please, weed, come and planting today. The answer is no. But they will come all the same, uninvited. The same thing happens with life. As somebody told me today, in anything good that you are doing, if everything is so smooth going along, that means you've not started. You must have severe tests and obstacles along the way. That is how you know that what you're doing is really, really life-changing. As the way we weed or we take away weed from our farms to allow our crops to germinate is how all the traitors and saboteurs will be removed, to allow the children of God to go forth and prosper. Our news headlines, please. Oil slump, banks face financial distress. People, you know, here, there is no news. I observe people every blessed day. I look at their faces. You know, people are like zombies. They don't reason. People don't think. I mean, Biafra land, these are people who are noted for their vibrant way of reasoning. People don't reason here anymore. They look like zombies shuffling up and down, pushing wheelbarrow every blessed day, suffering, complaining about stolen funds from pension they contributed to. I am telling you today that your banks are in trouble. From Union Bank to UBA to First Bank. But the thing about this type of collapse which the zoo is going to experience this year is this. It starts very slowly. People bury their heads in the sand. They don't know what is happening. If you are telling them the truth, it is too painful. They can't comprehend it. But unfortunately for them, this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. We don't care. You can be our friend today. And you misbehave tomorrow, you think we'll cover you up. You're dreaming. I will come on air and I will say it. And you will be out. Never ever to come back in. It's as simple as that. It's not difficult. The same thing is happening to the zoo. They are burying their heads in the sand. I have said it before. Your currency, that the naira that you spend every blessed day, something must back it up. And that thing is gold. Gold bullion, the reserves that you have, to back up because paper, ordinary paper, is worthless. If what makes 10 naira, 10 naira, is the reserve that the central bank has backing up the value of that piece of paper. Because 10 naira is an ordinary piece of paper. You can go and photocopy it. If it has value, you can photocopy it and be exchanging with people. But what backs up 10 naira is the bullion or the gold reserve that you have with central bank. The one that the zoo has, backed up by their oil, is dwindling every blessed day. The only thing they have, which is their black gold, is oil. Oil price is falling. And because of that, even banks are in trouble. Banks are in serious trouble. These are the things that some of you do not quite know. Some of you don't quite appreciate that the banks here are in a horrible, horrible mess. People talk about their houses in Abuja, in Ashokoro. Their house in Lagos. You are talking rubbish. There is a greater problem. That problem is with the banks. Some of you don't know this, but today we are telling you. Oil slump, banks face financial distress. Osetigwala, I told you so. The zoo is collapsing. Everything we said since in fact, 2009 must come to pass because it is the word of God. It is a gospel. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Ozioma Chineke. Darkness cannot comprehend it. They don't understand what we are doing. That is why, without much fanfare, we don't make too much noise. You turn on your radio in Anioma and you are listening to Radio Biafra. Live, direct, and very clear and crisp. All the way to Onitsha. You come to Aba, the same thing. As dirty as Aba is. Not the fault of the people living in Aba, but because of those, they claim they are governors. You want people to live, not just to feed from the dustbin. You want them to live on top. Hell, Chineke na Aba, Enyimba. People are living on top of dustbin. Something worse is going to happen. Even your banks are going under. The banks in the zoo, they are finished. Because OPEC said, we will not cut oil output. We will continue. Therefore, oil will continue to sell at below $50 per barrel, which means that the zoo cannot even afford to pay their workers anymore. This country is finished. If we are sensible, we get away now. That is, if we are sensible. That's what I qualified it by saying. If we are sensible, now is the time to get away from the zoo. You know, but being black people for the new Igbo, you know, you be doing that, you know, that Igbo sense, you know, Igbo sense. You know, I'm clever. You know, Ako Nuche is not the same thing. Amamihe and Ako. Being clever and being intelligent, they are not the same thing. If you think you're clever, eventually you will lose. We continue. Half mast of flags following the death of King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, King of Saudi Arabia. Some of you may wonder what Britain has in. What I'm saying is that in Britain, in Great Britain, this is another confirmation. There was a time I was broadcasting on Radio Biafra, and I said that the British monarchy, that the British people, their establishment, that they are Muslims. People say, oh no, it's not possible. The Queen goes to St. Paul Cathedral. I said, no. These people are Muslims. They thought I was joking. But eventually, you see, everything we say on Radio Biafra comes to pass. Eventually. Do you know today, a king, Alakoba King, King Saud of Saudi Arabia, whatever, Abdullah, he died in Saudi Arabia. Do you know what happened in England? They lowered their flag, the Union Jack, to half-mast to respect a Saudi Arabian king that died. When Mandela died, did the British government lower their flag or put it at half-mast? The answer is no. So why Saudi Arabia? I'm still researching. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, did the British people bring their flag to half-mast? The answer is no. When Ronald Reagan died, who was very close to Margaret Thatcher, the people instrumental in bringing down communism, did they bring their flags at half-mast? No. Why Saudi Arabian king? You do the maths yourself. British. That is why they support Hausa. All of you are running around. I'm going to church. I'm in St. Jehovah's Church in this week. I'm in St. Christopher, in St. Agnes. The same people that you're doing St. Agnes with, they are Muslims. You don't understand, do you? I don't know. I can't understand it. They surprise me. They are mourning the king of Saudi Arabia, Alakoba. They are mourning an Islamic king. The British people. And you say, oh, we are going for synod. Synod, Bakwoko. Synod in England. I don't know. Jonathan's rally, soldiers occupy Rivers Amesi Emeka Stadium. Soldiers occupy Rivers Amesi Emeka Stadium. Oh, my God. I was told when I was growing up that soldiers are meant to defend the country. As I became more conscious, I saw them on the streets. They were the governors and the head of state. I thought maybe, I'm telling you as a child, that for you to be able to govern a place, you need guns. That's what I thought. I never knew. It's only 1979 that they had election. I'm thinking, oh my God. So does it mean that somebody without a gun can be the president of a country? I never knew before. Today, instead of soldiers going to fight at the war front, they are in a stadium trying to secure it for the coming of Jonathan, because Jonathan is the one controlling the purse strings. Jonathan is the one with the key to CBN. So people have to follow him. Beleaguered monkeys in the zoo called Nigeria. This is according to New York Times. Seek to restore a general to power. Are you listening? New York Times. All of them are Muslims. Forget all these things. They are all Muslims. They are all in the pro-Muslim camp. All of them. Abraham Unagwalekwanyara Shiam Unaga Synod in England, in Canterbury. We are going for Anglican Synod. People are just daft. They are going to bring back. This is New York Times. New York, not Umukoko. These brown envelope monkeys here. If election were to hold tomorrow, do you know Buhari will win? Even without certificate. people don't, you know, the thing about black people, they never think forward. They don't reason. Look at the permutation. Jonathan has been chased away from Ugwawasan. He can no longer go there to campaign. The whole of the North cannot vote for Jonathan. Yoruba will not vote for Jonathan. How is Jonathan going to win? If not rigging. And any day he falsifies the result in Aso Rock, they will assassinate him immediately. Today, New York Times have never run any campaign coverage for Jonathan, but they are running one for Buhari. That Nigeria, beleaguered, they said. Nigerian sick. And there is nobody called a Nigerian, for your information. They say we are... Hi, God. I don't know if we need to... decide with the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We need to tell people that there is nobody called... There is nobody called a Nigerian until the white man came. The white man stayed here since almost 1896 to 1960. The word Nigerian, I am a Nigerian, came into the lexicon in 1960 after the independence, because then you were all British subjects, not Nigerians, but British subjects. And I asked somebody, Africa is the cradle of human civilization. Here you had Biafra, you had Ethiopia, you had Nubia, you had the great kingdoms you have here, including Benin Kingdom, of course. Why is it, therefore, that the countries in Africa are less than 100 years old? I don't understand it. I repeat what I'm saying. If you are indeed a Nigerian, when did you start answering a Nigerian? Did your grandfather answer a Nigerian? The answer is no. Your grandfather was just a Biafran and maybe Igbo, Isoko, Isekiri person or Robo, it doesn't matter. Until the white man came. After the white man came, you now mysteriously became a Nigerian. Where did the name come from? How come this name came with the white man? Why? Have you asked yourself that question? Now, since the white man came with the name Nigeria, can we, all of us now, as black people in Africa, travel to Europe and change the name of Great Britain to Ayana? What do you think they will do to us? They'll be laughing at us as a bunch of lunatics. But one single white woman with the boyfriend came here and said, "You are Nigerians." Every idiot is jumping up and down. Can this be people who are mad, black people, sick people in the head? The word Nigerian came in since 1960. Ask your father and your mother, what were they known as before 1960? They were all British subjects in a British colony that they called Nigeria. Before the white man came, what were we called? I can give you a clue, because the white man signed agreements with us. Now, Mr. White Man, what did you call me before we entered into agreement with you? You called me a Biafran. So what is wrong with the name Biafra? Why did you change it to Nigeria? Because I want to control you, says the white man. And are they controlling us today? Of course, the answer is yes. Can't you understand that CBN is begging white people in America, please, JP Morgan Bank, please, 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 don't devalue the Naira anymore. People can still invest here. But their banks are going broke. Most of you don't know. You should not be talking about your house in Abuja and Lagos. Talk about your money in the bank, because that one is going away as well. It's going south. This is Radio Biafra. You think his house. No, not just your house. Your banks are going broke. Why will they go broke? Because the only way, the only means through which they have been surviving all these years, crude oil, is no longer viable. People on house, they don't buy crude oil anymore. The crude oil from Biafra land, from Okwa, the crude oil from Ebema, the crude oil from parts of Ohaji, the crude oil from Aguleri, nobody wants to buy. From our mama, nobody's buying anymore. So our WhatsApp people will have to take the little that is coming in, because their children are abroad schooling, living in five-star hotels, driving sports cars and going to school. How about your own children? No, they are trekking on their way through Sahara Desert to go to Morocco, to cross over to Europe, where they will drown in the Mediterranean Sea. Somebody from where oil is coming from is trying to survive. The only way he or she can do that is to start trekking. We're all gonna go from here through Sahara Desert, no drink, no water, all the way to Morocco. From there, they hope to cross over to Europe, as our sister Chinyene did. She didn't make it. She died. She drowned and died with Obinna and Obinna's brother. They died last week. How about our Hausa people living in Sokoto and in Zamfara? No, their children, they are in school in Dubai. They're living at the 19th floor of a 5-star hotel with their sports car parked outside. That is where they go to school from. The rent for the room in the hotel, the hotel accommodation bill has been paid for 2 years in advance. But this boy now in a penthouse in Dubai, what is in your village? You ask the Hausa boy, no, please come here. What does your village contribute to the Nigerian economy? It's Boko Haram. That tells you all you need to know about this very place. And people ask me, why do you want Biafra? Is it maybe a wound on that around? Why do you eat in the morning? Why did you get married? It's like asking me, why do you eat? Why do you wear clean clothes? Asking me, why do you want Biafra? As if you're blind. Can't you see what is happening? In our house, you can't see what is going on around you. That this place is finished. Anyway, at 87 naira per liter, the government of the zoo still subsidizes petrol. This place is when they say subsidize, oh my God in heaven, these people, I can't explain it anymore, please. Oh, when I come say, I call you, I can't explain it anymore. Petrol subsidy is a means through which a cabal of criminals, a group of criminals, they take it, my God, they take crude oil away, they refine it, they bring it back, and they sell it to you as petrol. And you are paying 87 naira at the pump, that goes to their pocket. And also the government of Nigeria, through Jonathan, is paying the money, that goes to their left pocket. Why? You brought in petrol. But where did the petrol come from in the first place? Petrol is simply crude oil. Where is it coming from? Biafra land. You take crude oil from Biafra land, you take it to London, you refine it, and then you... Oh, dear Lord God, have mercy. I don't know why in this UG. No wonder. No wonder. Honestly, we are strange. Honestly, we are strange creatures. Black people. Strange. If you're joining us for the first time here, we don't feel sorry for ourselves. We tell ourselves the truth. As long as it is the truth, you speak it. We don't believe in feeling sorry for ourselves. We don't have any time for that. Here, if it is the truth, please speak it. I will accept it very graciously. As simple as that. Gunmen blow up APC campaign venue in River State. Is it for that? Politics of the monkeys and baboons. That is the way it goes. You bomb my office, I bomb yours. We regret voting for you in 2011. Middle belt, tell Jonathan. Which means in 2015, we are voting for Buhari. Jonathan is a pathetic joke. Wretched joke he is. But to be honest with you, I don't believe that you can vote in a place where people are not civilized. But if I had any vote, I can never vote for somebody like Jonathan in my life. It is impossible. It is inconceivable. I can never. The man is imbecilic. Imbecilic, I say. And the other one is Boko Haram. Talk about between the devil and the deep blue sea. There's an English expression, caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. I think Buhari is the devil, at least. Jonathan is the deep blue sea because you will keep sinking and drowning and drinking water in the process. A tortuous death. At least if you go to Buhari, the devil, he will use fork, and roast you in fire. Portugal is now poised to adopt Jewish return law. The same thing happening to people happening to the Jews. No matter what the Jews did, their hatred started even before 1536. 1536. How many hundreds of years ago? The same thing that happened to the Jews in 1536 is still happening to them today. Exactly what will happen to Ndibo. The same way they've been killing you in Ugwawasa since 1945, they will kill you forever and ever. It can never stop. It can never, ever stop. These are the things you need to know. And we must inform you. We need to inform you. Ohanaeze rejects call to postpone February polls. That's all they do. Onwebe go si abata. Ohanaeze. You know that if you look at the children they gave birth to, that is, you know, buying and selling. Where is money coming from? Why are you rejecting it? We have collected money from politicians. We want to rig election. Why are you postpone? Don't postpone. They don't know that there are issues of moral consideration. They don't understand the issues surrounding integrity. They don't understand the issues surrounding the welfare, well-being, security of the people. What matters to Hanese is people who can't think properly. I crush them in Biafra land. My legs are firmly planted on the soil of my ancestors. And I curse Ohaneze. No God, Rehanama. It can never, ever, ever be well with them. They are a disgrace. Complete and utter disgrace. Ohaneze have not said anything about Abba. Are you telling me that no Ohaneze chieftain has gone to Abba to see what Abba is like? Under Ochendo Global. Ochendo Global. The name of a human being. Calling himself a governor. And we know today that he has ordered them to remove every Biafran paraphernalia in Abba. Every Biafran flag in the whole of Abia State. Shoot at sight. He's serving our WhatsApp people. I hope that they are counting what they are doing to us. Because the day of reckoning is coming. The day of reckoning is coming. As they have been molesting our people, putting us in jail without charge or trial, making sure that Biafra doesn't come up. I hope that the whole world is listening to what they're doing to us. They can see what they're doing to Biafrans. Because Biafrans will rise up this very year. I'm not saying that this year 2016. This 2015 will rise up. We don't want the world to say, oh, what people are doing is not good. Oh. Now go and tell all these governors that what they're doing is not good. Go and tell Ohaneze that for conniving with India Wosa, that what they're doing is not good. All they care about is where money is going to come from. Where is money coming from? Let us go and vote. Vote for who? Your children are being killed. People are being destroyed. Properties, lives, every day. You cannot sit down and think to yourself, how do we make things better? Is where is money coming from? Ndibonego. Northern elders urge to speak up against attacks on Jonathan because the army cannot save Jonathan. Nugrawosa in the north, the Mohammedan Emirates of the north, they cannot save Jonathan. They can't save him. Now they are pleading with northern elders. Do you think anybody will beg Ohaneze to tell Igbo youth to come down? An Igbo youth is looking for where money will come from. Looking for where to get money from. But our Hausa youths, with their stones, their pure water, and their brooms, they chased away a president from the northern land. In the whole of our Hausa land, Jonathan cannot campaign there anymore. They chased him away. Don't you understand? Even Middlebelt is saying, don't come here anymore. We made a mistake voting for you before. If the nonsense being written is to be believed. Northern elders, we are begging northern elders to please tell your people to stop attacking Jonathan. That is what they are begging. Going to show that our Hausa Fulani own this very place. We continue this very day. They are saying how many vehicles vandalized? I think they said it's 10. 10 vehicles vandalized. 5 people injured as PDP thugs attack Ambode's campaign team. Just, I hope America is... I don't know why America keeps talking about election. Can't they see anywhere else in the world they will cancel the election? They will cancel it. They will cancel it and appoint interim. They will sack the president. They will go and vote in the House of Reps. They will appoint somebody to act as interim president. Because this is nonsense. People are dying every day. People are dying every blessed day. If not through Boko Haram, through political thuggery and killing. And what are you doing about it? What are people doing about it? The answer is a fat nothing. They're not doing anything about it. And this cannot continue. This is not how things should be done. This is not how things should be done. People should be more civilized than this. People should be more civilized than the nonsense that is going on right now in and around this very place. People are being killed because of election. Over 70, are you listening? Are you listening and pondering what I'm pondering? The next headline, over 74.4 trillion, not billion. Trillion. 74.4 trillion stolen by politicians in 25 years. And people are telling me they should be alive. I don't understand it. I can't understand it. 74.4 trillion, not billion, trillion. In other words, billion. Oh, praise Jesus. $74.4 trillion stolen by your so-called Ochrosan one in 25 years. That's what they have stolen. And they talk about one Nigeria. We love our country, but you're a thief. You're a rogue. As a politician, you are an unreformed, unreconstructed criminal, a petty thief you are. I prefer to confront an armed robber, at least they're being honest, than to be a politician in Nigeria. You are a rogue. You people are criminals, vagabonds you are, all of you. Bar none. There is none of you that is good. Not one single politician. None of you is good. And the more you allow them to be living, the more they keep stealing. They have stolen 74.4 trillion. Not billion, trillion. It won't affect you because you don't know your right from your left. After all, there is no light. The school you went to, you were studying with candle and lantern. I don't blame people. You know, poverty has it has psychologically damaging effect on people. Opa! Poverty of the spirit, I mean. United Nations warns against violence. Have they just woken up? All these people at the UN, sometimes, I don't know how they reason. They have cautioned Nigerians and political to desist from the act. Are you not listening to the news from Radio Biafra that people are dying every day due to violence? You are warning them. Divide this place. Let everybody go their way. Nigerians, a Nigerian only emerged after 1960. So, I'm a Nigerian. Since when? 1960. So, you are less than 60 years old. The so-called thing, in the history or in the categorization of nations, you don't even come close. 60 years old and you say you're a nation. People are daft indeed. Very, very daft. I love preaching this very gospel because it allows me to speak the truth. Don't attack President Jonathan in Maiduguri. Brano governor begs the resident. Please, I'm begging you. Awosa Fulani, don't chase away the Nyamini when he comes to our place. They are begging. And I give Awosa credit for one thing, you know. They are resolute. They never give up. If it's Igbo youth, who is their leader? Oh, Dominic Okeke. Okay, call him to me. He will come. How much? Guy, you know now. That's what Igbos will do. You give him, 5,000 naira. Make sure you take your men. Go home. And they will go. I was in Aba filming. And somebody that TALG gave a vehicle, drove by. Oh, you should stop that, or I will smash that camera. He was driving on top of rubbish. I hated myself that day. I said, these are the people that God created me and them together. And he says, an Igbo person. Because he has a vehicle from Ochendo Global. Attack on Jonathan must stop, according to the presidency. But too little, too late. That is all they can. After all, you said to Boko Haram, you must stop what you're doing now. Did that work? You don't know that Hausa Fulani people have been chasing and harassing politicians from this part of the world since time immemorial. Ask Dr. Emi Okpara of blessed memory. Ask those following Nnamdi Azikiwe. They will tell you what our Hausa people used to do to them. Talk less of these charlatans of these days. And mind, Nnamdi Azikiwe gave them independence almost single-handedly. And then they came out, they tried to claim it. Now the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the time here now in Biafra land is 22 minutes past 9. I repeat, 22 minutes past 9, and once again, we do unreservedly apologize for the earlier interruption. It was due to meddling with our network. But as I said before, we must broadcast. And that is exactly what we are doing. And the whole world is listening, including United Nations. Everybody listens to us. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. It doesn't matter who you are. You may deny it. You may say, oh, I don't like what they're saying. They are very, very rude and insolent. But you still listen. Do you know why you're listening? Because we speak the truth. We don't lie. There is no need for it. How can we lie when we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself? How can we? How can we lie and we are able to achieve things that other people only dream about? Since people started to do their Biafra this, Biafra that, who has achieved what we have achieved? Nobody. Is it because we don't make noise? I refuse to pay journalists to write about us. So that those of you who are born, or who we are born in truth and honesty, can hear this message and embrace it. You don't need our Western newspaper to write about it for you to grasp what we are saying. Because anybody waiting for BBC or for CNN to tell them about what we are doing before they can come out, they are fair weather friends. They can never last long. If anything happens, they run away. There is a strategy to everything that we are doing. Not that we don't have the resources or the money to pay journalists to be writing about us. No, we don't want to do that. Why should we? We don't need to sell ourselves to anyone. The news in greater detail. Falling oil prices, which is expected to hit the economy harder later in the year, will make some weak banks to run into financial distress. It has been learned. Banks are going to fold up. And you don't know which one that is going to fold. Do you know why they will fold? Because there's no more money coming in. Because the crude oil from Biafra land, nobody wants to buy anymore. Because people are now producing their own oil. That is what is happening. And most people don't quite realize it. That is the difficulty and that is the problem. And I must continue. I have to continue. This is Radio Biafra. Financial distress is a term in corporate finance used to indicate a condition when promises to creditors of a bank or bank are broken or honored with difficulty. According to Wikipedia, it says if financial distress cannot be relieved, it can lead to bankruptcy. Top bankers told newsmen on Thursday that some financial institutions had started seeing signs that the year would be very difficult owing to the falling oil prices. In other words, without oil, there will be no Nigeria. The only thing holding this country together, this damnable zoological republic, is oil. Where is the oil coming from? It's coming from Biafra land. So is it surprising, therefore, that Onyawosa from Katsina will tell you, oh, I love one Nigeria. One Nigeria should be. Why? Because they love your oil. They love crude oil. They don't love you. If they love you, why are they killing you in the north? Why are they bombing the churches if they love you? It is your crude oil. Nyamini, it is your crude oil that they want. And you have idiots saying, Council of Igbo Kings in northern Nigeria, we love our country. Country belongs to all of us. This is maybe. Mad people there. Mad people. The development, according to these top bankers, said that they will profits in some banks will come down this very year, within the third and the fourth quarter of the year. This year is going to be very, very difficult from what we are seeing already. Some banks will run into financial distress, but I don't think any bank will collapse, according to a top official trying to smoothen things over. Analysts have said that a number of regulatory measures aimed at stabilizing the economy would also make it difficult for banks to make higher profit this year. No bank. So when you're in distress, you no longer make profit. What are you doing? You collapse and you fold up. And oil prices will keep falling. Because shale producers in America, they will keep going on. Obama have said it. 2017, America must be self-sufficient. They must be self-dependent in crude oil. As simple as that. We continue. Half-masting of flags in Britain, which means Britain is paying their respect for the fallen Saudi king, Saudi Arabia. And I asked them, when Nelson Mandela died, did flags in Britain fly at half-mast? The answer is no. Why? Because Mandela is not a Muslim. As simple as that. It is with great regret that we learn of the death of King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, King of Saudi Arabia, according to government spokesman in England. not Radio Biafra. In line with long-standing arrangements, the Union flag is flown at half-mast on government buildings following the death of a foreign monarch. I have not experienced that before, but that's what they are saying. It is requested that all flags be half-masted from 8 a.m. today until 8 p.m. this evening. In Britain, they are saying every flag on a government building must come down. Why? Because Saudi Arabia king died. Not Queen Elizabeth, no. But somewhere in Saudi Arabia died. Because of that, we need to show the Muslim world that we are with them. Therefore, we must honor the Saudi king by lowering our flags to half-mast. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jonathan's rally. Soldiers occupy Rivers and Messimaka Stadium. Battle-ready soldiers have reportedly taken over the Adokie Amesi Emeka Stadium located in Iguruta, all in the Ikwerre local government area ahead of President Goodluck Jonathan's campaign rally in the stadium. Jonathan is expected to be at the presidential rally of the PDP in Rivers on January 28, while the state government refused to approve the application from state PDP for the use of the Adokie Amesi Emeka Stadium for its presidential rally. Soldiers reportedly took over the place on Friday night. They are deploying. The UN will not see this one. United Nations, in which country have you seen soldiers go to take over a particular place or venue because somebody's coming there to do rally? What are soldiers for? Soldiers, the reason why the British created a standing army is because the reason why they created a Nigerian army, because if they want to go and fight other people, they will come here to take Nigerian army to go and fight them there. That's why they created the Nigerian army. In fact, it used to be the army of the colony of Nigeria. Then it, from 1960, became the Nigerian army. That was why the British was able to come here. Most of you don't know this, but I'm telling you. They came here between 1939 to 1941, taking us to go and fight for them. Most of you don't know this. Second World War, yes. Some of our grandfathers in the villages, they went there to, great grandfathers, they went to war in Europe to fight. Do you know that? No, you don't know. If you go to the cenotaph in London, go and look at the inscription. All of those they call Commonwealth soldiers are partly from West Africa. My cousins, where my aunt is married at Mbise, my aunt's husband, the most senior brother, went to war to fight Hitler. Some of you don't know this. The white man will not tell you this, but because you're listening to Radio Biafra, you have to know. Go back to your villages and ask. They will tell you those that came to Europe to come and fight. Do you know what the white man did? When these men came back, they never promoted them in the Nigerian army because they saw their gallantry and their bravery in battle. What did they do? They quickly promoted our WhatsApp people. But Ironsi was a career soldier, so they could not drop him. That was why he became a general. For your information. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. There are soldiers in Amesi Emeka Stadium. Tony Okocha, Chief of Staff to Governor Rotimi Amaechi, described the action of the PDP and the presidency, who might have directed soldiers to forcefully enter the stadium, as criminal. Soldiers occupying a stadium in a democracy. Unbelievable. But what is believable here? This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, please. Our lines are not yet open. You have to bear with us. We are doing everything we can to combat the forces of darkness. Satan is working overtime with her agents. They are everywhere trying to recruit those that they would destroy. The souls, the stupid fools who will allow themselves to be used by... Ask anybody coming to you what they have done at Radio Biafra and IPOB. Can you do it? Can you do it? It's a very simple question. By the time they answer you, you will know. So before you are led astray, because I have said it, if you allow anybody to coerce you into criminal activity, into robbing banks in the name of Biafra, if you're caught and killed, that is your business. If you like, let your boxer shot be Biafran flag. It doesn't matter. We will not even remember you. I'm just warning you. Biafra is not meant for criminality. Some of you, you want to be like the corrupt politicians. You think by using the name Biafra, you say, oh, we are Biafrans, we are agitating, we want to go and start robbing banks. That is your business. Nothing to do with IPOB. If they are recruiting you anywhere in West Africa to come here to start doing armed robbery, you will be killed and you will die for nothing. Don't say you died for your country. And I'm just warning you. Some of them are now running around, failed in Europe. You don't have anywhere to go to. You think that by starting a few armed robbery gang here in the name of Biafra, that will wash, it won't wash with us. Or was Rika is enough? We don't need another one, please. Beleaguered monkeys in the zoo. They are now seeking to restore a general to power, according to New York Times. Amazing stuff. Boisterous crowds packed the streets for the retired general while young men climbed lamppost walls and billboards to glimpse his gaunt face. Others danced on careering motorcycles, brandishing homemade brooms, symbols of his campaign. With Nigeria's presidential election only weeks away, Boko Haram's unchecked rampaging in the whole of the northern part of the zoo is helping to propel the 72-year-old general, Muhammadu Buhari, to the forefront. But do you know one funny thing? The New York Times have never asked about Buhari's certificate, you know? Why? Because they want an Awosa man to be in power. They love Awosa. Oyibo love Awosa. Hey, plenty, plenty. They love them very much. They love them so much. It's unbelievable. So you're telling me that New York Times, Washington Post, Boston Globe, or the LA Times, you have not heard that Buhari is fake. He forged his certificates. You've not heard. No, they won't cover it. They're telling you that they are preparing the minds of the whole world so that even if Jonathan rigs the election, which is what he has to do if he wants to win, the riot will start. They will start killing Igbo people as usual. And then they will say, but this man won. You will look at it. You will read it. You are being influenced by what is written in foreign media. Because they love Christians. Let me tell you the truth. Christians in America and in Europe, they love Islam. You will be shocked. That is why a European, if you're fighting with an Islamic person, any European, white person that comes, they will side with the Islamic person. Don't you know that? Look at Britain, for instance. All the countries Britain has ever supported in life, they're all Muslims to get independence. Bosnia has a governor. They supported Chechnya, but of course they're not independent, they're still fighting. They supported Albania, in case you have forgotten, and they supported Kosovo. Now, apart from all these Muslim enclaves in former Yugoslavia, can you tell me where Britain has ever supported a Christian country to be independent? Zero. Never happened before. Amazing stuff. New York Times are writing. They all support Awosa. They love Awosa people. That is why I love Israel. Israel is the only people, and of course, with a few others, who might be able to reason along our way. So when people try to say we are not related to Israel, and I look at them as idiots because they can't reason properly. They can't think straight. Do you think Europe is coming to save you? You must be dreaming. If you think the Pope will come down and help you fight Islam, you are in cloud cuckoo land. The Pope is more likely to side with Islam. Do you doubt me? The Pope will side with Islam. If there is any war here tomorrow, the Pope will side with Hausa people. It has happened before. And history has a way of repeating itself. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Don't worry this evening. I will take all your calls this very evening. Don't worry about that. When our lines open, I will take all your calls. The Petroleum Products Pricing Regulatory Agency. Hell. Only one agency. Look at the name. The Petroleum Products Pricing Regulatory Agency on Friday said that the federal government of the zoo called Nigeria was still subsidizing the current pump price of petrol at 87 naira per liter. This is contained in a statement issued in Abuja by PPPRA spokesman Mr. Lanre Oladele. Oladele, whatever the name is. The statement said that the executive secretary of the PPRA, Mr. Farouk Ahmed, gave the clarification. According to it, Ahmed said that the price of crude oil dropped to a point where the open market price of petrol also fell to a level where the government acted accordingly. He explained that the government felt that it was appropriate to relieve some of the burden imposed on Nigerians by the knockdown effect on the dwindling price of crude oil in the economy. This is something I don't understand. I was told that this very place, this zoo called Nigeria, that they run an open capitalist economy, a laissez-faire economy. Why then are you subsidizing petrol? The price of a barrel of crude oil has fallen from over $100 dollars per barrel to less than $50 per barrel. When it was $100 per barrel, petrol was retailing at 90 to 95 naira per liter. It has gone half. So the price of oil at the pump should be somewhere around 60 naira per liter, if you do the math very well. So how come, if you are being subjected to the forces of demand and supply, how come oil prices are falling and then you're still subsidizing people that import fuel? And yet you have in Biafra land two refineries. You have another refinery in Warri, if I'm not mistaken, and one in Kaduna. What are they doing? They are not refining petrol. They are just there and somebody is just eating the money. These people are just monkeys. And that's why I call them animals, because they are lower than even animals themselves. You have the facility to refine petrol. You cannot refine petrol. You export crude oil. You import petrol, kerosene, diesel. Hey! The political tension in River State took another turn today, as reports have it that the venue of APC rally in Okrika local government area in River State, the National School Field, has come under attack from gunmen. According to Daily Post, the gunmen destroyed the stage canopies and chairs using explosives. Dakuku Peterson, the APC governorship candidate, was scheduled to be at Okrika as part of his campaign trail in Lagos, according to Ibim Cementiari, Peter Size, director of media and publicity. The armed men struck at about 3 a.m., wrecking the venue. He said the men shot sporadically to cause panic before they exacted their attack. It was burned and not gutted by fire at about 3:45 a.m. Armed men, whom we don't know, came and tried to destroy what we are doing. This is the second news today. Jonathan cannot go to Awasaland to go and campaign. United Nations, are you listening? You are telling them, oh, please refrain from violence. They are already inside violence. What is the solution? They keep asking, divide the zoo. Let everybody go away. You don't even have to come and divide it. Allow us to fight and be free. We regret voting for you in 2011, according to Middle Belt people. I don't know what is Middle Belt, Upper Belt, Lower Belt. This is the only place in the world where a white man came. What is your name? I am a middle belt. Again, where do you come from? Imagine somebody traveling to, say, to America. You land maybe at JFK, New York, and you're being interviewed by an immigration and customs officer. And they say, oh, where are you from? I'm from Nigeria. Which part of Nigeria? Middle belt. Middle belt. You mean this belt I'm wearing here, in the middle of it, is where you come from? No, it is called middle belt. What was your name before you became middle belt? What is your name? Where do you come from? Are you Igbira or whatever they call, or TV or whatever it is? No, I'm middle belt. Monkeys and baboons. They said they will not vote for Jonathan. The people of the middle belt have said they regret voting for President Goodluck Jonathan in the 2011 general election. According to them, in spite of their support for Jonathan, they have nothing to show for it. They, however, said that despite the disappointment, they will still vote for him again in February 14th general election. This was contained in a communique issued after a summit of the middle belt dialogue in Jos, which had delegates from the Federal Capital Territory, Adamawa, Bauchi, Benue, Borno, Gombe, Kaduna, Kebbi, Kogi, Kwara, Nasarawa, Niger, Plateau, Taraba, and Yobe states in attendance. This is called hedging of bet. Jonathan is disappointed also. He didn't do anything for us. In other words, opening the way for Buhari's men to come and negotiate with them. These are bag-carrying merchants, political prostitutes. That is who they are. That is what they are, in fact, and that is what they will continue to be. Portugal, which expelled Jews in 1536, came to the poor house in Portugal. Portugal one day woke up in 1536 and said, every Jew must go. And then you ask them, Pet, what did the Jews do to you? Nothing, because the Jews are children of God. The same thing that will happen to Biafran people. It doesn't matter where you are. Those around you, they hate you. If you're from Efiko Ibibio, let's say Cross River or Akwa Ibom, and you're living in Sokoto, what is your name? Is it not Nyamiri? Yes. What do they call Igbo people? Nyamiri. You are all the same. So what happens to Igbo people will also happen to you. The same thing happened to the Jews, you see. They did not listen. They remained in Europe. Since 1536, Europeans have said, we don't like you, we don't need you here. today Portugal's law on naturalization of the descendants of the Sephardic Jews, whom they expelled in 1536, are now saying that they should allow Jews to come back to Portugal. The law passed by Parliament in 2013 is expected to be approved by Portugal's Council of Ministers on Thursday. The president of Lisbon's Jewish community, José Ullmann Cap, told JTA the final wording is to be published. They are still there waiting to be part of Portugal. Exactly like Igbo people. Exactly. Netanyahu has been telling them, come back home. No. At least anywhere you offer us refuge, we will stay there. Oh, my God. We expect the law to be effective from mid-February or the beginning of March of 2015, according to Ullmann. According to the legislation, the government will give nationality to Sephardic Jews of Portuguese ancestry who belong to a tradition of a Portuguese-descended Sephardic community based on objective prerequisites proving a connection to Portugal through names, language, and ancestry. That's what they're saying. They want Jews to come to Portugal who can prove that they are from there. Who knows? Maybe they can run away from France and travel to Portugal. But I want them to go back to Israel. That's where they come from. Caretaker committee of the Apex Igbo Sociocultural Group in the zoo, Hanes Ndibo, Apex Sociocultural. Do you know why? Because it has a collection of criminals and rogues in it. Has received the call by the National Security Advisor, Colonel Sambo Dasuki, for the postponement of the February general election to give independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, more time to distribute all permanent voter register cards to voters. Do you know that not every voter have received their voter's card? And INEC is warning everybody. We have not appropriately or adequately distributed the voter cards. But Jonathan is still not regarding. He's still going ahead with the election. The National Security Advisor. Listen to his title. National Security Advisor. National means the whole of the zoo called Nigeria. Security means he has to look at things that borders on, you know, the preservation of life and property. And also, advisor means when he tells you something, you consider it. But they have abandoned all his title. What did the National Security Advisor say? He said, do not hold elections in February. But what is Jonathan going to do? He is going to hold elections. Why? Because he is Jonathan. Wretched and pathetic. Very, very wretched indeed. He is. We continue. Northern elders urged to speak up against attacks on Jonathan. Following attacks on President Goodluck Jonathan's convoy in Katsina, he was also attacked in Bauchi as well. For those of you who don't know, where he campaigned for his re-election earlier in the week, members of the Northern Emancipation Network have decried the silence of Northern elders on the issue and urged them to speak up against the acts. Coordinator of the group, Malam Abdulaziz Suleiman, in a statement issued in Abuja, said it was baffling that elders in the North had yet to say anything about the attacks on the president and his supporters, noting that the attacks were an infringement on the rights of association of the president's supporters. So, because Jonathan is an unbeliever, he's not Islamic. Maybe before the month end, he will go and convert to Islam. Who knows? Jonathan is a very wretched joke. He is a very big one. As concerned Northern citizens continue, this man who have the long-term political interest of our region at heart, have you noticed that any time a Hausa person speaks, they talk about the political interest of the North? Whenever somebody speaks of Hanese, they say, we love Nigeria. The same Nnamdi Azikiwe mentality. The same stupid, you think you're clever. You think you know something. You can cheat somebody. Let us go and cheat them by saying one Nigeria, we cheat them. You are cheating yourself. Nnamdi Azikiwe played this same stupid, wretched game. I don't know why they gave him a Nnamdi. They should look for another name and give him. He's a very stupid man. Azikiwe thought he was clever. You know, Igbo man, and he has useless sense, knowing he's not. Oh, they're not in Nama. They don't go to school. They don't know anything. We can control them. No, you cannot. You cannot control them. They will control you. And they ended up controlling all of you without you knowing it. Today, you are singing one Nigeria, like a dancing toad. Pandemonium broke out yesterday in Mosan, Okunola local government development area of Lagos State, when supporters of PDP senatorial candidate for Lagos West, Mr. Segun Adewale, allegedly attacked members of an independent campaign team of APC governorship candidate, Mr. Akinwumi Ambode. UN, are you listening? I'm sure you are. There's no need to go further. PDP and APC that are fighting in Lagos. PDP, APC fighting in Rivers. APC, PDP fighting in Ebonyi. Everywhere you go to, there is fight going on. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Very sad. We continue on the news this very evening. Over 74.4 trillion stolen by Nigerians, by the criminals, the politicians. Nigerian public officials, including Jonathan, including Buhari, including, what's his name? Tinubu, including Theodore. How much have you stolen? All of you together. 74.4 trillion. This could have gone into schools, into bridges, into hospitals, into good roads with drainage system. This could have gone into planning of towns. This could have provided soft loans to businesses to try and grow and develop and grow the economy. No. Where is the money? In foreign bank account. In white man's country. And they are the leaders of thought. People are indeed foolish, honestly speaking. Do you know that it cannot happen any other place outside Africa? If this were to happen anywhere mistakenly, all of them will be brought out on the road and shot dead, all of them. Including Theodore. They'll be because this is, you are stealing people's future. Generations unborn, you have rendered them hopeless because you have not grown the economy. So the economy can no longer absorb the potential and the capacity of those even unborn. You are a stealer of future. Why? Because you are a primitive accumulator. You are from Africa. That is how black people think. Primitive accumulation of wealth. You don't know the meaning of it. As I was preaching to people today, I told them today that as a freedom fighter, your job is not to become a billionaire. Some of them were. Your job as a freedom fighter, as a national leader, as somebody moving your people away from oppression, is not to try to be like a businessman. Your job is not to be rich. Your job is not to go and build 4-5-story buildings. It's not your job. Your job is to free the people. Allow the businessmen within them to do anything they want to do. Your job is to free them. That is all. And you've done your own job. Your job is not to compete with people who are making money. That is not your business. The same way you cannot compete with doctors because you're not a doctor. Money has been stolen, this is not news to anybody, from time immemorial, from Go On, even before Go On. Everybody was at it, even Nnamdi Azikiwe, when he took money and built Zix Flat from ACB. They were instrumental in the decline of ACB, Africa Continental Bank. Why did Mazen Bono Jike die? Ask those of you with your grandfathers alive and your father, go and ask them. Who is Mazen Bono? Why did he die? Because Nnamdi Azikiwe, he was instrumental in the decline of ACB. Go and ask. Everybody is at it. Undioshi, even Shehu Shagari. Everybody stole their own share. They have been stealing and stealing and stealing. This is only 25 years. People that made stealing an art. Once you declare your interest and want to run for office, that from that day, I know you're a rogue. If you say to me now, I want to run for a political office, I want to make things better, I won't believe you. You're a criminal. You want to steal. Others are stealing. Why don't I go and steal? If you can't beat them, go and join them. Who has ever gone into Nigerian politics and came out a decent person? Name one. Who has ever gone into zoo politics and come out the other side a decent human being? The answer is nobody. Nobody has ever done that. And do you know why? Because you cannot go into the abyss and come out without being blind or losing part of your sight. Never, ever, ever. United Nations warns against violence. The UN has cautioned the zoo and the monkeys in it, called Nigerians and political parties, to desist from acts that is capable of causing violence in the forthcoming general election. United Nations, there are no voter registration. There is no voting card for people. I don't know if you understand the UN. There is no voter registration cards for people to vote. APC is killing PDP. PDP is killing APC. Awasa people are chasing Jonathan from Ugu Awasa. How can you say warning us against violence? There is violence already. The question is, how do you intend to solve it? That is the UN, the typical UN advice. Stop violence when there is violence already. Don't attack President Jonathan in Maiduguri, please. The governor is begging them. Governor of Ronu State, Kashim Chetima, yesterday begged the people of his state not to assault President Goodluck Jonathan, who is visiting Maiduguri, the state capital, today to campaign for his election. Do you know that if people did the same thing, that the army will open fire on Igbo people? If the same thing were to happen to Buhari in Biafra land, the army will open fire on them. But Jonathan would dare not try it. And they will lynch him there and then. But because in Igbo land, all you need to come with is maybe if you come with 500,000, if you come to Anambra, you ask, who is the youth leader? He will come out. Ochiros one. Igwe Rokatu. You give him 6,000 naira. He will sit down. And there go. Following the attack on the convoy of President Goodluck Jonathan and leaders of the PDP in Katsina and Bauchi states by alleged supporters of APC, I believe that we have covered that before, but this is from a different perspective, which we are not going to do. Nigerian hospitals' failure to treat heart ailments is worrisome. Jonathan is only now realizing that Nigerian hospitals are failing to treat heart diseases. President Goodluck Jonathan on Friday said he was at a time disturbed that none of the nation's teaching hospitals could treat heart-related problems. In other words, those with high cholesterol. If you have a blocked artery, those of you with heart failure, those of you with stroke. Some people don't know the meaning of stroke. They say, somebody sent stroke to you. No, nobody did. All that sugar, all that apple and garri you've been eating is all sugar all the way through. It has blocked your heart. Maybe your heart is no longer pumping blood very well to your brain. That is how some of the cells there died, and then you have stroke. Do you know what Jonathan said? Are you listening? Are people, all those people saying, oh, I love my country, Nigeria. Are you listening? There is no hospital in Nigeria that can detect and cure heart problem. I did not say it. Jonathan said so. Jonathan made these remarks in his hometown, Utuoke, in Bayelsa State, during the funeral service of his younger sister, Mrs. Nancy Jonathan Olei, who he said died of heart-related ailment. Jonathan said there is no hospital in the zoo that could have cured the sister. But you have people with stethoscope or doctor is a medical doctor. Medical doctor. They could not detect simple heart problem. And you call yourself a country, you call yourself a nation. Our lines are now open. That concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra. You may not like our style. It may be too abrasive for some people, but we are not here to pamper people or to tiptoe around the sensitivities. We are here to tell you the truth. And that truth is what will set you free. If you don't want to be free, continue being a monkey. If you listen to Radio Biafra, you become a human being. Our lines are now open in case you want to participate in our programming this evening. Once again, slightly later, I know. But the time now here in this blessed land of Biafra is 5 minutes to 10 p.m. at night, 5 minutes to 9 in London. Wherever you are, it is exactly the same number of minutes to the top of the hour. And we welcome you. Our lines are now open. Should you wish to participate, now is the time to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we make it abundantly clear that if you are calling Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. That will make our life a lot more easier. I have a caller on the phone. Please turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Benin.
Your name is what?
My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Benin.
Kingsley who? You don't have a father?
Sorry, my name is Kingsley Obaga from Benue.
Are you from Benue?
I'm from Biafra land, Ebonyi State to be precise.
Go ahead, please.
Please, I just want to thank you for the work you have been doing. I want to say that you take a man that has a strong heart to do what you have been doing.
Thank you very much.
And the Chukwu to guide you. May he continue to direct you. You are going out and coming in will be blessed by God himself.
Yes, sir.
You are ordained by God. In fact, you are a hero. That is all I have to say for now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You are very, very kind with your kind words. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter where you are. This is your station. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The whole world is listening, including President Obama. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you're calling us from, please.
My name is Ogoha Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Aba.
Yes, Ikechukwu, go ahead, please.
Director, I want to announce our meeting that is coming up tomorrow. I want every Biafran that is in Abia State to call this number that I'm going to call in now for our meeting that is coming up tomorrow. And it's very, very important because I can hear that I can see that everybody is listening to the radio through CHK 97.7. And I've made my proposal. I've told my brother best to introduce everybody to that particular station. So the number to call for our meeting tomorrow is 081-51-444-799. I repeat again, 081-51-444-799. I want every Biafran that is listening to my voice to call me tomorrow before 2 o'clock. So that we can organize a really strong Biafran meeting. Not a Biafran that will be seeking to be paid or to be seeking somebody to give them money. I want the real Biafrans, those who have the interest of Biafra at heart, to call me tomorrow for our meeting. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you. There's a meeting in Aba tomorrow. And people are listening all over Aba. Oh, when is Radio Biafra coming? Now we have come to Aba. No more excuses. Oh, it's on satellite. I don't have money to buy it. It's on. I need data. No, it is on CHK 97.6 in Aba. We are live in Aba on your radio, Obere Radio. Very, very simple. And this gospel must be preached. I believe that Engineer Anya is with me. Is that correct?
Yes, I am, Director. Am I coming out clear?
Of course you are. I can hear you very well. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and my Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the Sovereign State of Biafra. My name is Maazi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iluanya. I come from Aaron Dionyemobi, also known as Umuchukwu, in Uguta local government area in Biafra land, but I reside here in Houston, Texas. Director, I thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I would like to say big welcome to Biafra, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. Once again, my name is Zoran Clifford, and I am, by the grace of Chukwu Adeoma, the coordinator of all coordinators of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. We say what we say in the morning, the same thing in the evening, and the same thing we say in the afternoon and in the night. And the discipline and absolute loyalty is our modus operandi. Director, I want to announce that I will be temporarily unavailable for the next couple of days. From tomorrow till Friday night, I will be available on Saturday, but between Sunday, tomorrow, and Friday, I will not have access to my phone, to my emails, to my Facebook, to my Skype. But in the place of my unavailability, I will have Maazi Chika Edozien, the European rep, to take care of business while I am not on, while I am not available. So I am using this opportunity to inform every Biafran that if you want to communicate with me or if you want to contact me between tomorrow and Friday, that will not be possible. But you can go to Chika Edozien, and he is answering the same name on Facebook. Just go to your Facebook and type Chika Edozien and pass every information you want from his to him, and he will deal with it accordingly. Director, I thank you for the good work, and I would also like to urge every Biafran hearing this radio, this night, wherever you are in the world, there is hardly any Biafran, Director, I can tell you this, there is hardly any Biafran that does not have somebody in our back. Hardly. My own younger brother, the last born from my parents, is living in our back. So if you know that you have somebody in Aba, call that person and tell the person to tune to CHK 97.6 FM. That is the best you can do. I mean, you are not, this is not even a question of are you putting up internet access, just transistor radio FM, and they will get the good news, you know. So that is what I want to advise, Director. I don't know if you have any question or,
This one you'll be incommunicado for up to about a week. Are you going into Poda? You know, this Islamic thing that they go into before they come out to start killing people? Are you going into border? Or you have something that is very private that you need to tidy up? Is that correct? Because people want to know, why is CEO not going to be with us for up to a week?
Yes, yes, Director. I have something very private I need to tidy up very quickly, that I will not want any distraction or anything that's going to, you know, deviate my attention. So, but I'll be back in full force on Saturday, and I'm going to call in just like I'm doing now on Saturday next week during the PM broadcast.
No problem. Thank you very much, and we wish you the very best in all your endeavors. Your service to your country is outstanding, and it will continue to be so even in your absence, under the able guidance of Chike Dozie, our European rep, who will deputize for the COC for the brief time he'll be away. And from the COC to the overall head of the Directorate of State, I believe that I have with me Mazi Uche Nasiebu. Is that correct?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Victoria, Spain.
Good evening.
And good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. I remain Mr. Uche Nasiebu, the head of the Directorate of State of the Indigenous People of Biafra. I hail from Itanansa in Osu LGA, Olo Biafra Land. Director, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the wonderful job you are doing for the people of Biafra. May Chukwu Abiyama guide and protect you as you do this work, in the name of Chukwu Abiyama.
Ise.
Director, I have some announcement to make. I want to announce today, by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, Catalonia executive has been inaugurated.
That is good.
Catalonia executives has been inaugurated.
That means including Barcelona. Is that correct?
Including Barcelona.
That's good. Please go ahead.
Including Barcelona, and I want to announce the executives on air. The coordinator, the zonal coordinator of the whole of Catalonia, including Barcelona, Tarragona, Girona, Vic, and some other zones, will be under the able leadership of Maze Okudele Omale. He's our zonal coordinator in the whole of Catalonia. While the deputy zonal coordinator will be Samuel Okereke. Samuel Okereke is our coordinator in Vic. He will deputize Okudele Omale. Our Secretary General in Catalonia, Adibe Uche Sonde, is going to be Kofi Annan in Catalonia. Why Ifeanyi Chukwu Okolie will be our Financial Secretary in Catalonia. Director, these are the able men, not vagabonds.
That's good.
The children of...
Yes. Have we lost you? Omiomio, are you there? Have we lost you? We may have lost him. We may have lost him, and he will call us back. Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. He'll come back to us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are. Our head of the Directorate of State has temporarily been indisposed due to network difficulties, but as soon as he comes back, I'll go back to him. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, Director. My name is Uguchukwu Onoha. I'm calling from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm in Hamburg, sir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My Director, I have only... first of all, I want to say good evening to you, Director. And good morning, good afternoon, and... good evening and good night to every Biafran in all over the world. Director, I have only two things to mention this evening. I know that enemies have been trying to get us in enemies. You know. Why I call this evening, Director, is to say some words about our brothers and our sisters all over the world. We have people that are capable to do something, but most of them, they are like on the low to mercy, unbelievers, waiting to see something before they can know. Director, I want to say that I'm very, 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 very much happy to have somebody like you. If it's only you and some other, maybe four or five people like you will go and get Biafra, Director, I will be much, much happy than to all people. What I want to tell them is they don't have to wait for any action to so that they can do anything. Because the Bible says it also that through their fruit we shall know them. How can somebody be like you come out and they'll still be doubting, Director? Well, I don't doubt of it because maybe their brain have been washed or something like that. But Director, what I want to say is that I am very, very much and well appreciated your efforts and all your thing you have been doing for Biafra people. Upon all the disappointments our people have been giving to you and all these things, and you stand where you are, I really appreciate that, my brother. And believe me, Chukwu Abiyama, who sent you, will never let you down.
I believe this strongly.
He will never let you down, my brother.
Never, ever, ever. Because he's God, Chukwu Abiyama.
Because that's why, my brother. Because he is. He said it also, if it's not what to come, let the heaven and earth be apart.
That's what he said.
So, my brother, please, I thank you for everything you are doing till now. And I just want to say, please, my brother, please be strong. Be strong. They will come. They will come. But please be strong in everything.
We are. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your encouraging call. I like that. Thank you very, very much. Can you hear me? Is our...
Okay, Director, as I was saying before the line went off, our executives in Catalonia are ready and they are ready to go. And I assure you, this time there won't be any vagabond amongst them. Chukwu Abiyama is God and we are moving ahead. There is no way we cannot restore our dear nation despite the evil ones trying to play some pranks around. Chukwu Abiyama will always be God. And also I want to announce to the whole world that our dear Odenigbo, the late Odenigbo, our man, our hero, the man who has the golden voice, is about to take his final journey to join his ancestors. And the burial of Odenigbo comes up on the 6th and the 7th of February of 2015. And from tomorrow, I have instructed the Secretary of IPOB worldwide to page in Radio Biafran London, if you know you are a Biafran, if you know you are a Biafran, you will go to Radio Biafran London tomorrow to sign your own condolence register. Tomorrow, we will pin it in Radio Biafra London for 4 days, untouchable. Odenigbo will be given a state burial. Odenigbo is our own. From on Saturday of this week, the Directorate of State will start planning on how Odenigbo will be led to rest. And I want to assure you, there is no...
The line has gone once again. It has gone... Very, very disheartening, very, very distressing. But I think we are getting the message very, very clear. We are getting it very clear. What the head of the Directorate of State is trying to say to us, these are the people that run the affairs of Biafra on a day-to-day basis. All I do is direct. This is Radio Biafra. He will come back again and join us. But two things from what he said, I will recap after this caller. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is MCPT Chukwemeka, calling from Kam.
Where are you calling from? Sorry?
I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. One of the commandos, sir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. See, sir, I want to thank you for starting, at least for your word of encouragement towards us, the commandos there. So, and they were assuring you as of far as Chukwu Obiama is on our strength, is our God, and he knows our mission, that by compulsory, we are in with every high nature, so far as now, he and kind of nature. So you, as our director, God will see, keep on strengthening you, giving you strength to in order to lead us to get our plan. In Jesus' name.
He same. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. I'm going to go over to the line as well. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. I thought I had somebody on the phone. What on earth happened to them? I don't know what happened. I thought I had somebody on the phone, but they are no longer there. I will encourage them to please try and call back. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. They are gone as well. The line is very weak this evening. The line is very, very weak on that side. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
This is Ifeanyi Nwole calling you from Imo State, Wangle local government in Ami.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director.
Yes.
What
is the problem?
In fact, we are confused. Huh? Since we are waiting for you, since we have never heard your voice, Arabagwai, but I thank God. I thank Chukwu Abiyama for hearing your voice today. Director, I don't even have anything to say. Is that direct me how to, even though the little one I have to contribute, I will contribute. Anywhere you there is where I am there. We don't suffer for this Nigerian people.
Yes.
We don't suffer. We don't suffer. Director. We need action. Where would they now? Would they hear Pyom? Any day where you blow Pyom, we don't follow. You hear the word they tell you, director?
I know.
That defense fund. That defense fund. Direct me, even though where I go contribute my own, even though now 500, 1,000 I have, I will go and contribute to the every day by day. For my hustle itself, I will share my hustle into two. Any money I have, I will give them. To make sure, say, this thing now, will take place because, in fact, director, don't know how the people are feeling. Since we never hear your voice for this radio, all our heart break to pieces.
But are you listening today? Uneg, are you listening today? Are you listening to Radio Biafra today?
Yes, I'm listening today. That's why I'm telling you that.
Let them speak. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra, all over the world. Including on Nature. People are listening on CHKN 7.6, even on Nature.
Okay, my director.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, my director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, please, what I need is war. Please, let's just go to war.
I like that.
Sir, I'm ready for the war. I am very, very ready because I have tried to join the Nigerian Air Force, even the Nigerian Army, even the Nigerian Navy. They did not take me. So I want to join the Nigerian Army.
We will take you.
The Afghan soldier now.
We will take you and you will come with us.
Okay.
Next week, you will come with us. We'll
okay,
take you
my director.
You people should be prepared because we will meet our enemies. There will be no surrender. Everything that we do is geared one inescapable outcome that this land which I stand upon will be free. That is all. We don't care what the enemies do. We know their strategy. They don't know that we know it. They said they will come and flood Igbo land with money. They will create all Biafran mushroom groups. Then we'll be fighting each other and not them. I said to them, you are mistaken. We want to prove to you that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Simple. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Chijoke Nwerem.
Chijoke, thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
I'm from Obligedofo in Uri local government, but I reside in Aba.
Thank you very much.
This evening, I get the FM through radio.
Yes.
Thank God you are trying. May God bless you.
And you too. And
you too. May God bless you. Whatever it takes to get us our land, please, let God guard every Biafran.
Yes.
Let God guard every Biafran.
He said.
Thank God. God will guard from A to Z. And use this opportunity. Call all those Easterners. Let them come home. please, let them come home. Use this opportunity, call them, let them go, let them come home.
They will come home. They will come. That I know for sure. And thank you very much, Madebra. Thank you. These are confirmations coming in from Aba that our people are listening, that Radio Biafra is live on CHK 97.6. We are simply unstoppable. Unstoppable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Ahmed Richard Chinedu.
Chinedu, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Benin Republic.
From Benin Republic. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
By His grace, Coordinator, I almost thank you for your good work. I pray that we continue to guide and protect you in Jesus' name.
You say?
My director, my name, once again, I am, by grace, the Zonal Coordinator in Benin Republic, Zonal Coordinator in Paraku.
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay, director, I just want to comment for your good work. I see that the Kabiyama will continue to guide and protect you, more especially as you are in Biafra land. May Chukwuebuma guide you always. I want to say once again to the people of our zona, our people here in Paraku, that we are having our meeting on Monday on 7:30, please. We have a meeting 7:30, and if anybody wishes to contact me, please. My number is +229 696 01 4176. I repeat, +229 96 01 4176. Thank you, moderator. And I wish you long life. And may God bless you.
And may Chukwu Abiyama bless you too, all of you who are there. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Even in Benin Republic, there are Biafran family meetings holding there as well. Right across the face of this very planet Earth, people are meeting in truth and honesty to seek ways to restore the glory of heaven upon the lives of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we are here. And that is why this work must continue ceaselessly. I have a caller on the phone, and they are at liberty to let the whole world know what their name is and where they're calling from. Can you hear me? That line is gone. I don't know if they're deliberately cutting our lines, you know. I don't know what I don't know what they're doing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Please.
The director.
Yes, please.
My name is Patrick. I'm calling you from Nsukka.
Patrick from Nsukka, what is your father's name?
Patrick Omeje.
Omeje, thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, and we're in Biafra land. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Sir, I have been listening to Radio Biafra, and I have been trying to get you, sir, but I'm just lucky enough to get you this night, sir.
Yeah, very lucky.
So, sir, I'm a musician, and I'm born Biafra guy, and I have something for Biafra. I don't know how I can locate you, sir. Please, I would want the world to know that truly we Biafrans are suffering, and we really need to be free. We really need freedom. The world should hear our cry, sir. Please, I really need to communicate with you, so that the world will hear our cry. Let them listen to us. We are not Nigerians. Have nothing that will make us to be Nigeria. We have nothing in common. It's armed robber. We almost get killed, but luckily enough, giving God the glory, just the Chukwu Abiyama, that he was the only one that saved us. They have to rob us, collect everything we have, march us straight to our shop, do whatever they feel like, but the only thing, but it happens in Benue State. The only thing I'm giving God thanks is pay our life. We have been roaming all over the world. For what? Because of money. You, all this is just the place the Nigerian government have put on us. We are not supposed to be roaming all over the world. We, the Biafrans, is already blessed by Chukwu Adeoma. But the condition Nigerian government are putting us into is, please, we need freedom. Everything is a Biafran land. And I don't know, if you come to the whole world, nowhere you cannot see an Igbo man. I have tried my best. And I don't know, I wish I would be given an opportunity to let the world know that truly we need freedom. And if the world have the conscience of, if truly they have human conscience and they feel that, yes, this is what, it is not good for them, they shouldn't allow others to be passing through that place, because our people say, "Ni marriage again, maybe now they can go mad, they can make any other." Please, sir, I don't know what to say again, because I don't even know that I would luckily get you, because I say, let me just keep on trying, but definitely, if I'm to get you, I will still share my pains.
Yes, you have done so. It will stand. You have done so, and the whole world have heard your voice, because this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world, everywhere on the face of this planet, including those listening on CHK 97.6, even in our nature. In our nature, right now, people are listening on radio. They have heard
it. I had it. I have tried my best. I wish it could reach Nsukka. I've been passing the message all over to people like
will come. What Nsukka will, what Nsukka will get it. Nsukka will also that, get it. Be rest assured.
One thing I hate in this, these Igbos. You always condemn Igbos, and I didn't blame you on that. We are so much in love of money, but it's not our fault. It's in the condition that the Nigerian government are putting us into it. Look at Buhari parading everywhere in the East just because he's using our money, the money that he stole from the Biafra land, the money that he stole from our oil, giving it back to us so that we can support him, ruling our boys. For what?
I know.
Sir, thank you for picking my call. Thank you for picking my call. How I wish I could get close to you so that you will have my song, like I told you.
You will send it. You can send me a text message immediately after this very call of yours. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Send me a text message, then I can call you back. When I call you, you can send the message or the song that you have written or you have composed. Thank you very much for that. Our lines are congested. If you're trying, you cannot get through. Please try and bear with us. Even the head of the Directorate of State is struggling to get back through. That goes to show the volume of calls that we get is phenomenal, because Radio Biafra is global. Radio Biafra is right around the whole world. Right now, this very minute, people in New Zealand, in Japan, in Australia, every Uebeni no Wasoturu, people are listening to us. All over the whole world, people are listening, waiting very patiently. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if our head of Directorate of State is able to hear me, because he is on the line at this very moment. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead. I can hear you also. Please go ahead.
Today is very difficult, Director. All the lines are very, very jam-packed.
They are packed. Of course, we are Radio Biafra. People want to call Radio Biafra. Everybody does.
Biafra is God.
Of course he is. No, I have no idea, honestly speaking, what is going on. Many calls are flooding in, and then it just cuts like that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, my Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please proceed. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Kennedy Ugochukwu Titus. I'm calling from Istanbul.
From Istanbul. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
I just want to make an announcement for our meeting coming up tomorrow.
Yes, go ahead.
The indigenous people of Biafra living in Istanbul, Turkey. Tomorrow we'll have our meeting at 5 p.m. Venue, Henley Restaurant, opposite Zerat Bank, Yusuf Pasha bus stop, Asarai. So please, all the people living in here in Istanbul, that is Biafra, hardcore Biafra, tomorrow is our meeting. Please endeavor to come. So let us unite together and get this Biafra. If our country is restored, it will be better for both all of us. All these things we are suffering, going around all over the world, try to come. Your opinion, your ideas, will move this struggling forward. And coming tomorrow, come with your monthly dues, your defense fund. We need it so that we can support this, our struggling, so that this thing will come through. It will no more be imagination. It will be a reality something. Please, tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, endeavor to come. Please. And again, Director, I was expecting, but my hope was crushed. There is no problem. I don't want to say anything on air. I was expecting to meet you, but it couldn't work.
It wasn't possible. Better yes, we'll try yes, and arrange something, rest assured.
Yes. But I wanted to do something that will surprise you, but I don't know. But everything. If you ask the coordinator, he will tell you everything. But I couldn't say anything on air. But my hope was raised. I said, let me see this man. And I will surprise him.
I will see you people. If Istanbul continues the way they have been going, with the assignment we are giving to them, with the what it entails, if they pull everything off, we will also honor them. I will come there to preach this very wonderful gospel.
Director. It's not everything. I need to talk to you.
I know.
I really need to talk to you. And what I wanted to do, I want to take an oath from you, direct, that anything happens, let my own be bygone. Let my life, my generation be wiped out. You see, that is why. But my hope, God will help. I will still build it up again.
Of course, build it.
I still need to call you outside this broadcast. There is a lot of things we will discuss. I will tell you who I am. I will tell you how everything. At least Biafran will benefit from me. It's not by boasting, but not that money. But at least little experience.
Try and contact me after the program. Very, very important. Try and call me. And the way you people are going in Istanbul, you'll be surprised what our people will do there. They will come out to answer your call. Istanbul, we want it to be part of our strongest units ever. We want Turkey to be part of the triumvirate we have, or in fact, of the quadruple countries that we have, which is USA, United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy. Very, very strong they are. And I include Italy in that.
Yes.
Italy is very, very strong. We must acknowledge them and get them to keep moving. Go ahead. Have we lost him? Perhaps we may have. Thank you very much. I believe that I have a caller from Spain, and I'm praying and hoping that our head of the Directorate of State is on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you,
Director. Today is very difficult, but we must commence. We must do this job.
We have to.
Tuku Abiyama said we should do.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I want to reiterate what I said earlier about the burial, upcoming burial of our own, our dear innocent Odenigbo. Like I said earlier, our own will be going home on the 5th and 7th of February. And I want to announce that tomorrow, our Secretary of IPOB Worldwide will post the condolence sermon in our Facebook, Radio Biafra London. And we expect each and every one of you to go there and say and drop a comment, a word, if not for anything, wish our own goodbye for the final journey. It's not easy, innocent Odenigbo. It's not somebody we will just bury like that. Innocent Odenigbo will be given a state burial. Like I said earlier, we will start planning on this burial on Saturday, and every arrangement will be sent out in detail so that you will know that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Innocent Odenigbo is going there to intercede on our behalf. So Chukwu Abiyama will help him the coming of Biafra. I want to thank you, all the coordinators all over the world. I want to thank the zonal coordinators. I want to thank the Continental Red. And as well, I want to thank our own COC and all the members of the Directorate of State. Chukwu Abiyama will always be with you. You will do this job without fear or trouble. I want to thank our own Uche Mefor, the deputy in command, the man that is uncheckable. I want to thank all the Facebook admins, the LTD, all you are doing is well appreciated. We love you all. We know that you will work for Biafra to be restored, and there is nothing stopping you. And I want to urge you all, if you have not paid the monthly dues of January, quickly go and do so now. Time waits for nobody. We are moving. Moving time waits for nobody. Go and pay your monthly dues. Do not say, I do not want you. Make sure you pay your defense fund. We cannot take this action you are telling us every day without these funds. Pay your defense fund. Write your name boldly in the book of life so that Biafra will never forget you, so that posterity will forever remember you. Go and make sure you do the right thing. Those of them blessed with gossip, do not say to gossip, because this is your destiny. I urge you to always gossip and yeah. Those of you blessed with restoring Biafra, make sure you do something that will make Biafra to come. May Chukwu Abiyama bless each and every one of you, and bless our commander and his household. Thank you, and God bless you all. Director, I am signing off from Victoria, Spain. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well. That was our head of Directorate of State, those that run this very family worldwide on a day-to-day basis, and I thank him also for all the wonderful work that he has been doing, and also our people in Senegal, our army in Senegal. Very, very important. We know that you people are ready, and very, very soon you will be here to make your country proud. Never, ever be afraid in the face of your enemies. Very, very important. I am not afraid, and that is why I'm here. I can never, ever be. I preach this gospel from the bosom of Biafra land, this holy land, this sceptred land. This land that our ancestors occupied, this very land where the mantra will forever remain, live and let live. This very land where we were doing very well until the white man came and rendered asunder everything that held us together as a people. The center loosened itself up, and since then, everything fell apart. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Please start by giving us your name and where you're calling us from. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. I can hear you very well. Turn the system down. Yes.
Yeah, God bless you.
And you too. Turn your system down or move away from your radio, please. Give us your name and where you are.
Okay, I'm listening to Radio Biafra. Let me turn it down, please.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, I am calling from Belgium.
From Belgium?
Yeah, my name is Obasio Kore. From Utipiona Ruchuku local government area of Abia State.
Thank you very much.
In Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
God bless you, Director.
And God bless you too.
May Chukwuadiama continue to strengthen you. May Chukwuadiama continue to bless you for your effort that he has been giving to the Biafra land.
Thank you.
May God continue to help you. And Chukwuadiama will protect you in Biafra land that you are right now.
You see?
By the grace of Chukwuadiama, I have been listening to Radio Biafra every day. And I have been calling my relatives, brothers, sisters down there in Biafra land for them to be able to connect to Radio Biafra. But they told me that they cannot get it. Please, I want to suggest something, Director.
Go ahead.
If possible, if as you are in Biafra land now, if you can arrange with our Biafran people there, the boys that can be able to help to, you know, to print a handbill, the handbills of how they can get the Biafra, Radio Biafra, so that they can distribute it to people, because many people are unaware what is going on. I call even Abuja, even my village, Aba, they say even Lagos, most of them say that they are not hearing anything about Biafra. So please, I'm suggesting, if it can be possible, to print handbill so that people can be aware. Many people are not aware of what is going on. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to bless all the Biafran people.
Yes, amen. Amen and amen. We shall do as you have said. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I have a caller on Skype on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Give Hello? Us. Yes, I can hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Anyeji Chidebere. I am calling from Germany, Augsburg.
From Augsburg. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yeah. Please, I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting coming up on Sunday. Within that we are having our meeting tomorrow by 2 o'clock in Friedberg, Hermann Lungstrasse number 27. In 86316 in Friedberg. Please, if you need number to call, why call me? Maybe you miss your way. The number is 0152-101-38982. I repeat, 0152-101-38982. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, and may Chukwu Abiama bless you too. That was a very clean call all the way from Germany, and there was no problem, there was no interference or any interruption. Thank you very much for that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, please. Hello.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm Justina Obasi Okori.
Justina
Obasi Okori. From Belgium.
From Belgium. Thank you very much.
God will bless you, Director. We are praying for you every day.
Thank you. Are you the sister? Hold on. You're the sister that gave me food in Belgium. Is that correct?
My husband just called you now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
We are so happy for the program. We are praying for Biafra every day because we really want to come back home. We really want to come back home. It's too cold over here.
It's too cold.
So I pray that God will strengthen you, Director.
Thank
God
you.
Will give you more grace to continue this great job that He has given to you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Mechukwu Abiama, protect, bless, and guide your wonderful family until all of you
Amen.
Come back here. To come and worship Him in truth and honesty. Because you cannot worship God in a strange land. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the world. We welcome each and every one of you, especially those joining us on CHK 97.6 in Aba and also in Onitsha. There are efforts on our side to make sure that we propagate this very message. There is no place we will not be able to get into. We know what we are doing. By the time we finish everything, we will tell you our strategy. It is exceptional. It is an exceptional strategy. And everybody, anybody who is a genuine hardcore Biafran, at the end of the day, you'll be very proud of what you've been able to accomplish. Because here is the tabernacle of truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, that is one.
Good evening. I can't hear you. Your line is wobbling. Please, my dear brother, I will advise you to try and call us back. I do apologize. The network is not very, very good. I had wanted something extraordinary, but that wasn't happening. So I do apologize. I am going over to the line. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are calling us from. The whole world is listening to us and because we are Radio Biafra. Simple as that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. My name is Prince Chukwemeka.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba. Thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6 FM?
Yes, sir. I'm listening. I'm hearing it clear, sir. So, and I'm happy to hear your voice this evening, sir, because for some days now that I know your voice, the thing seems as if, in fact, I don't get my full appetite, because hearing the voice of my land in Biafra land. I'm always grateful every time I have it. So, sir, so much grateful on your side. Bless God, Chukwuebiama, bless you. Keep on giving you the wisdom to lead us to the promised land so that we get everything we are called for. I'm one of the commandos from Abasa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I'm going to come and bless and keep all of you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They've been there. Once I said the caller on Skype, the line went off. Don't understand what that is supposed to mean. I have a caller on the phone. Very quickly, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Peter Azo. I'm calling from Ibadan.
From Ibadan. Please go ahead. Go ahead. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No.
Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
My name is Chukwuemeka Neji. I am presently in Abuja, Commander.
You're in Abuja. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program.
I sent you a message on...
Sorry? I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? No, your line is not. You said he sent me a message on Facebook. I will advise you to resend that message now if you can. Please try and resend it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Shidubemu Nebe. I'm calling from United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much. Are you part of our family over there?
Yes, part of the family.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My director, I want to thank you for the very good work you are doing for us. I pray that God Almighty will protect you and guide you now you are in Biafra land. And I... Hello, my director.
We are listening. Please go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening attentively. Go ahead. Oh, my goodness me. What is going on? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are?
I'm from Olo, Ngozi Okauku.
Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
So, I'm listening to the radio this night.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody from abroad, call his number. Then I pick his number, call him. Then phone, he give me this number.
Okay.
So I am grateful. I am grateful to hear Radio Biafra. To listen to Radio Biafra.
That's okay.
You so I don't know, what are you somebody Kano?
Yes, I'm Nnamdi Kano. Yes.
Nnamdi Kano.
Yes.
From Radio Biafra.
Of course, yes.
Okay. My name is Nnabundo.
Nnabundo, yes.
My name Nnabundo Mronye.
That is very good. You're welcome to the program. Yeah. You are welcome to the program. May I ask you, how are you listening to us? Is it via satellite or are you listening to us via normal radio?
Oh, from my radio.
Okay, 97, CHK 97.6. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
So I am grateful.
Yes. What you need to do tomorrow
to
is
to radio.
Go out and tell people that you're listening to radio.
I have already telling people at Aba. I have already given them the phone. That's the line.
Yes.
The radio line.
Very, very.
So
good.
I don't know the place they are doing their meeting. Yeah, in Umudoka, Olo.
In Olo, we will be able to. I think if you keep listening, the Olo coordinator, I'm sure, will call because everybody listens to Radio Biafra. The Olo coordinator will call and give his number. That is why we say to people, when you're listening to Radio Biafra, get a pen and paper ready because you may have a useful information which you may wish to note down or to jot down on a piece of paper. So I ask you to stay very close to your radio because I am very, very sure that the Olo coordinator will be up very, very shortly, if not today, maybe tomorrow. to give us his number so that you can contact him. This is Radio Biafra. We come on every evening, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Biafra Land time. Every day we are live on air. Very important.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
May bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. And you too.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Amen. This is Radio Biafra. Everywhere people are contacting us and we are happy to take all of their calls. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Austin Okoye. I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for your good effort.
Thank you. Our line is playing up a bit on Skype. It is not as steady as it should be. I don't know what to do. I did everything I can today, maybe because Uchemefo is not here, the man with the golden touch when it comes to all of these things. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, please.
My name is Peter. I'm calling from Ibadan.
From Ibadan, yes, please go ahead. We lost you earlier. Please go ahead.
Director, I don't want to thank you for all the good things you are doing for us. We are the quality of treatment, and we are not able to reach you. So I say I use this opportunity to thank you for all the good things you have been doing for us, for our people, Biafra.
You are kind.
I want to use the opportunity to announce our meeting tomorrow, that is from about 3 o'clock p.m. So that may God continue to bless you. All the good work you have been planning for our people, it will come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. You are very kind. Thank you. People are calling us everywhere. Our lines are going crazy. Honestly speaking, these lines are going crazy because people are calling us from everywhere. It's your radio station, so you're free to call. NTA cannot do this. Nobody can. Nobody can. Only Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Nsebo Agban.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Akwa Ibom State, Ekotek Benin, sir.
From Ekotek Benin, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I just want to appreciate you for your good work. Well done. I'm one of the commandos, sir, here in Akwa Ibom State.
That is very
good. I support
good.
The program. That is very good. May God continue to be your strength, sir.
Say, we have our commandos everywhere at one instruction. This zoo will fall. This place will fall. People don't understand. They say, oh, but why are you telling us? I love it. I think it is better when you say you're going to do something and then you do it. I think it feels better. It's not being arrogant. It feels better. There's something quite reassuring about it, that you say you're going to do something and then you do it. I mean, that is why we are formidable. Very, very formidable, without fear before anything born of a woman. We are without fear before our enemies. We are here to speak the truth, and that truth must be spoken. Because, says Yokubundo, truth is life. Without truth, you are nothing. Absolutely nothing. That is why we are able this very evening, all the way from Agbo, Ebanke, in fact, to Onisha. People are listening to CHK 97.6. How do you think we managed to achieve that? Did you see us moving any heavy lifting equipment, any crane, anywhere? I want you to go to the nearest FM station and look at what they have. And ask yourself, how is it possible in one strike? You get a 1K to Onisha on CHK 97.6. The trick is very simple. We speak the truth always. And because we speak the truth, Chukwu Abiyama has a way of rewarding our endeavors. You need to understand that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, Martin Chilobe is one of us in Austin, Texas, USA. Please, you're welcome to this program. The world is listening. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Director. May God bless you for the marvelous work that you are doing. The work is unrivaled, and we are now enjoying the fruit. It takes time, but it's unfolding, and the world is bearing witness to all our efforts. Thank you very much. This is Martin Chilope from Newe, Newe is in Anambra State. I live here in Austin, Texas, as a servant of Biafran people here in this area. Director, I just want to say that if good luck, Jonathan really has any ounce of brains left in his head.
He doesn't. It doesn't seem like he does,
because if he had any ounce of brains left in his head, what he should do now is simply convene a meeting and make a speech, call a news conference and say, look, for too long we've been pretending to have been living in the same country, and we make all these assumptions and we have all these fantasies and dreams. But it hasn't worked, and it hasn't been working, because if one can campaign here and I can campaign there, and the fact that I cannot campaign there is simply based on my ethnicity, the nation that I'm from, then we are really, this country can really not work. You know, he ought to simply get up and have the guts to dissolve the country, because it's not working. We can't continue to pretend that somehow there's this pie in the sky that can come down someday and unfold into something that it's not meant to be. So that's, I'm giving Jonathan this advice. It's time. If Buhari can come to Biafra land and campaign, but your van, your vehicle cannot even go up to the north to even make it, even your pictures are being torn down. How can you still think you are living in the same country? For God's sake, have some, people need to sprout some brains, because this is really annoying. It's annoying. And that's that for that. Director, another thing that I want to say is that to all our Biafran people, please, when you call Radio Biafra, don't say you are a commando or that you are this or you are that. Okay? If it was required of you to make that announcement, you should have been trained to what to say when you call. Even if you're coming to confirm your presence at a certain place, please don't call to say, I'm one of the commanders and this and that. Please. Okay? If you're a coordinator, yeah, by all means, call and say you're a coordinator.
What you're saying is very, very important. It's not just you. I think somebody also, Christian Chinedu Emezi, have also said something as well. Our commandos, we love and we cherish them very much because of their sacrifice. They have been sacrificing a lot since last year. They have sacrificed so much, and they know how dear they are to the hearts of every genuine Biafran. Yes. Please, please, please. I will ask you, if you call Radio Biafra, not to say who you are and where you are as well. I don't mind even if you answer somebody else's name, because the work you're doing is very, very critical and sensitive. We don't know. We don't want our enemies to know our positions and where we are and who we are. Please, very, very critical. So I do acknowledge that, and I'm sure they have learned from it. Please go ahead.
Okay, because we do want them to still be alive. We want to get Biafran still be alive to enjoy the fruits of our labor. And that's all, Director. I don't want to take too much time.
You have done well.
Thank you.
Martin Chilope is one of us. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have people calling us, and we are duty bound to take their calls, because Radio Biafra belongs to everybody, apart from those fathered by Awosa Fulani. Ndini ni Awosa Turimeha, they don't belong here. They are not part of us. If you have Awosa blood in you, because this is about poor, you are not part of us. We are only interested in genuine people, the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, those descended from heaven, the children of the light. Go and look or check for the meaning of the rising sun in our flag, in the tricolor. You will see it there. We bring light where there is darkness. That's what we are doing, to illuminate. Not Illuminati, to illuminate is English language, please. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. I'm sure you can hear me. Is that correct? The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Hello, Brinza.
You must raise your voice. I cannot hear you.
Hello, Brinza.
Good evening, but your voice is still very, very faint and very, very far.
Can you?
Hello, can you hear me? Your voice is very, very faint, extremely faint. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director. I can hear you. Just waiting for your permission for me to go ahead, sir.
Please go ahead if you can. Go ahead.
Thank you, my director. God bless you. God bless the whole Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. Biafra. This is Andy Dwayze calling from New York City. My director is United States of America. I'm from Delta State, Dr. Local Government. My director, we are solidly behind you, as I always affirm to you. First, my take today is one or two from the news today. My director, you've traveled all over the world, so it is easy for you to figure out your head whenever I call you to a place, and I'm happy about that. Really like a leader who is vast whenever we're talking. It really saves me time. Director, you can remember the conspiracies around the world are unspoken truths or truths that people are scared of saying. My director, you talk of your news today was a flag of the United Kingdom, the seat of the cathedral, the seat of archbishops, flying at half mast. They do our people all around the world. Do you know what that means? Our nation is standing still for a Muslim man. Director, this brings me back to your words that you have been saying over and over, that the United Kingdom, these people are sympathetic to Islam. That point is, these all the words you've been saying, I'm connecting all the lines, connecting all the dotted lines together to make one piece of fact for today, that the Saudi Kingdom, that the British are always with their longer truths. They are ready to bow to Egypt. This is why, because of the investment of Saudi Arabia in UK, they are ready to sell their veterans. We shouldn't believe or trust these people. Now, secondly, this is why, because lots of investment in the UK is owned by this Mohammedan Emirate. One is Harrods. Harrods is owned by Muhammad Al-Fayed, the Egyptian billionaire.
He has sold it now. He has now sold it. He's no longer in the UK. He has moved out. They didn't give him a passport, so he has moved out. He's no longer in the UK.
Good. God bless you, my director. Because he cannot hear. He cannot hear that. Because you know what, my director? The house, the throne of the Queen of England, they were trying to hide the son of the Al-Fayed being defending his daughter that died in accident.
The Diana?
Yes. They were like, we know we are sympathetic to Islam. How can we explain to the world that our son got pregnant for a Muslim man? That was why the Queen was involved in the arrangement of the accident in the tunnel of the death of Princess Diana. Because they don't want it to be too open. They love Muslim and Sharia. Because they know it will be just like what you always say, that there are places in the UK that they don't even pay, the Muslims don't pay parking fee or anything, and they don't register Muslim law. So, that is that. Then secondly, news today. I want to support what my brother said because I watched the video. This voice were climbing. They were as tall as where you have the pictures of Jonathan. The boys climbed up and tore the posters down. They are friends all over wherever you are in the world. The reason why blacks are not given weapons. Because without weapons to support what my director said, yes, I remember now, a small UK controlled large territory. The territory that England controlled during colonization is thicker than England. But so they were not able to win wars in Burma and in China, and even some wars in far away India. So they came to Africa, took black soldiers, just not like that, what you said earlier today. They took our black uncles, our black forefathers, to go and fight those wars. UK will come there before it was even Nigeria. They came there and took soldiers because our history students will understand that when they could not have funds, after the SM, Britain don't have funds to bring back our soldiers. This is why today you have black Indians. Black soldiers that the British could not fund to come back. They just left them there. This tells you how poor they are. It was poverty in Europe that forced Britain, the first world, to come into Africa. So, I can't just wait for this Biafra. I can't just wait.
It is round the corner.
Yes, we are waiting for. We are also waiting to take directions from our COC on this burial of pain of our last respect to our man. And here also we are also preparing. We will be preparing our banner, because I never knew that New York City played an important role in 1968. Thank God for the post on Biafra page and Facebook.
Yes.
I saw the picture of evil people. There are nice white people, of people marching. Not just a very large crowd of white people marching for the survival and the stoppage of the killing of innocent women and children in Biafra land. They were marching on the streets of New York in 1968.
They did.
And we are going to reenact that when they gather by this September. We are preparing ahead. They will not find it fun.
They will not. I would not expect them to. They will not find it funny at all. Thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the place. We must go to Skype now and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra with the time now standing at very close to 5 minutes past 11 p.m. here in the holy land of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Please, your name and where you are. You will live long. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
The only man on earth, the director himself.
You are kind.
That's not God.
Magua, Ndewo.
Director God, the only one who is bugging is Bundi Rogi.
He say.
Director, dragging man or to dragging the if you dragging Abani.
He say.
Director, I'm not talking off no more. Ochoko japa ye kira badanda. Director, you got dragging Amwa.
He say.
Go away, Jahozo.
Thank you.
Chineke wepata ya maanya mwa.
It's too much.
For my name is Steve Chukwono, I'm calling from Malaysia. Once again, good morning, our Biafras all over the world.
Thank you.
Director, I can tell you, we're still waiting. When you want us to come back.
I know. Malaysia must remain resolute, must remain very, very strong. That is what we expect them to do, and they must do so. And when the time comes, they will come back to join us without any shred of a doubt. You people must remain very, very strong wherever you are. Sometimes we do all of these things to try to test your mental capacity, your resolve mentally, if you are capable of handling it. Because pressure is and a very critical aspect of the work that we're doing. You must be able to handle pressure. Thank you very much for that. I'm going over to the phone. I did promise I need to make up for the time that we lost when these idiots were interfering with our signal here. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Nnamdi Ndezezo.
Please go ahead.
I call from Eziachi, my paradise, in Olu, Imo State.
Thank you very much.
Biafra.
Thank you. Yes, please, go ahead. We are okay, thanks to Chukwu Abiama's grace.
Chukwu Abiama, the man I am. Oh, my God, I didn't drop a thing like that. For the interest of those who are listening to this particular radio, Biafra, I want to say that we commiserate with all of you who are in America, who are in London, who are all over the globe, for the death of our beloved brother, Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who will not be some time be committed to the Mother Earth. May his soul rest in perfect peace. Amen.
He said.
Omo Biafra lele. Eni. Ketepo no professor ino. Professor ino. Omo Biafra eni. Ketepo no Odenigbo. Omo Biafra eni.
My director, I weep, I cry, because I am here in the Igbo land. I experience what is happening all over the globe. More importantly, here in our motherland, Biafra, the Igbos, we are suffering here. We are being marginalized politically, economically, socially. We are in trouble. I'm not surprised, because we had it in the past and we are still having it now. One Nigeria. What's the truth about one Nigeria? In practice or in theory? This time around, we are campaigning. Presidents emerging from the north and the south. North can go to the south without any harm. South can never go to the north without being injured. Yes, we are talking one Nigeria. I want the elders of the Igbo land, the girlfriends, to wake up and speak in one voice. Oluzurume is there. Oluzurume. Where the war, the African war, ended 1970. Oluzurume. Oluzurume. Igbo land. Let the elders speak. They should not keep quiet. What about the apex Igbo leadership? An agent Igbo. Where are you? And all these things are happening. And you are keeping quiet. I welcome. Your son cannot go to the south. Even if it happens to be so, can he go to the north and be free? No. Yes. The north kept quiet over it. The elders kept quiet over it. We are free in America and London. We are not safe here in Nigeria. What do I call it? You call it zoo or call it anything? I will not say anything that will prejudice the liberty of an evil man. No matter where you find yourself. I am glad my own community continues to rise to talk about Biafra. Even my wife, everybody enjoys African Biafra. And I want to commend all of you who are there. Continue. One day, the Almighty, Guabiama, will hear our cries, our weeping, and will salvage us. I tell you in all honesty, whether you like it or not, and I know you like it, one day, Guamadia, we say, oh, Mumbileno. Nagayari nazoro, nagayari ndepurapu,
thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. I always enjoy it when you call Radio Biafra. I am very grateful for your call. All of you must prepare. But it seems to me that we are not sometimes doing what we are supposed to do. We should be going out and telling people about Radio Biafra, about the work that IPOB Global Family is doing. Now that CHK 97.6 is almost spreading everywhere, we need to judiciously utilize our time by informing those of them close to us. You can text your friends, you can WhatsApp them, you can send them emails, you can, I don't know, maybe use BlackBerry to announce and to broadcast and to say, if you are on that very axis between Ebanke, Abo, Umunede, going all the way to Asaba and Onisha, that you can and will be able to receive Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6. A very simple thing. You spread the message. All Nisha gets CHK 97.6. If you're in Aba and its environs, the same thing. Why don't you go and tell people? It's a very simple thing to do. This is Radio Biafra. I'm going over to Skype. I don't know if the person on Skype can hear me. The caller on Skype, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Sorigwe Chinyaka. I'm calling from I'm from Isu local government, Imo State, but I'm based in Lagos.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I got this information through my brother who lives in Italy. He told me about this Radio Biafra, and I've not been here. You know, it pains me sometimes when I talk about Biafra and some Igbo men or some Igbo people look at me as if maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, or maybe it will not, it's not something that will come to pass, you know. But I'm so happy to hear that there is somewhere something good is where they are speaking good about the Radio Biafra. And also, I'm working in the media house, Silver Bell Television, but apart from that, I so much love listening to Radio Biafra. I've tried so many times to reach you, but thank God, luckily tonight I got you. I'm very happy to hear from you, and I've been hearing people's comments, and I'm fully support of what you are doing, sir. God will bless you for your good job, sir.
Thank you very much. And Mechukwu Abiama also bless you. He works for a very large media house, but he loves listening to Radio Biafra. That tells you all you need to know. The whole world listens to Radio Biafra. We are not very rich. We don't have anything. But Chukwu Abiama is one entity that we have. We have God on our side. Because of that, we always prevail eventually. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, sir. Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I'm calling for a back leg. This is Dominic Odoma from Israel.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I will greet you all those who wish you for our land, Biafra.
Thank you.
God don't bless you already. I know say God will bless you. Don't bless you.
Thank you very much.
What you mind, it is all of our mind. All those things will come on earth is by grace of God. May God bless your family, bless everybody in your family, those people where they find for Biafra, and bless those people where they for outer land, where cannot hear one. Hello, my director.
I can hear you. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Very nice, sir. All those people waiting for Yoruba and the outer land, we know Greek to come back. All those people, remember, say, we be evil. Remember, I want to say, Oji Adi Abosso Mirimozo Haro. Oji Adi Abosso Mirimozo Haro. All those people, wait for that place. We know Greek say, Namir of the Bumbe. Wait for an eye look at the Nama Jesus.
He say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't think they can. We have lost our brother and the call is not coming. I don't understand why this thing is frozen. I have a call coming in. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This thing sometimes has a mind of its own. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know why that is the case, but I want to take this call. I wish to take it, but it's not picking. The call is not picking. I don't know what is going on. I don't know. Because here, the communication infrastructure is so poor. Very, very poor that ordinary phone even crashes. If there are 4 or 5 calls coming in at the same time, it has the bottleneck effect and the phone crashes, believe it or not. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are here every evening, 8 p.m. Biafra land time. We also run relays or replays throughout the whole of the day. We are here to do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And that is why Radio Biafra will remain here to do this very work. If you're looking for the number with which you can contact Radio Biafra, the number that is a call from New York, which I want to pick. I want to pick that very call from New York. Very, very important. They have not called. If they call, I will defer to them, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Nnobia Ifna Benjamin. I'm from Umuduchi, Ubele, Idato South, LGA, Biafra Land. I'm here in Olo.
In Olo, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, please, I want to inform people from Idato who don't know where we are doing our meeting in Olo.
Yes,
to give them this number to call me.
Very good.
So if they are interested to join the IPOB, they should call 07032844446. 07032844446. And people that want to join the IPOB member in Olo should call the same number. Even if you want to pay your defense fee and the other things, then call this number. Tomorrow we have our meeting. Call this number so we can you can know the place where we are doing our meeting. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I am receiving a very distressing news. Is that Emeka is dead? Terrible. Emeka is the person I stayed in his house in Israel when I went to Israel, where we had our meeting. That Emeka is dead. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll get to that in a short while. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Please turn your system down if you want us to pick your call. Turn your system down. Turn it down. Turn your system down and we will be able to take your call, please. This is Radio Biafra. When you call us, turn your system down. Have you turned it down? Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, what is your name? Good evening. What is your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Ikechukwu Obidike. I'm calling from Libreville, Gabon.
You're calling from Gabon. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing. Hello.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Turn your system down. Please turn it down. The caller from Gabon, turn your system down, my dear brother. Because your system is interfering. You need to turn it down. I can hear you. I can hear you very well, and your voice will come up later. That is one thing people don't realize. Your voice will go. Is a caller from Gabon. Do you get people from Gabon calling AIT? It's impossible now. It's only Radio Biafra that can make that happen. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have adequately made up for the time we lost when these vagabonds try to interfere with our signaling, our output signal. I don't know if that is the case. We've been rectified. If you want to join us in Olo, you know the number to call. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, this very platform belongs to all of us. It belongs to all of us. Ndi Eziokwu, those that love Biafra in truth and honesty. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Director.
Yes, please.
How are you, my brother? My name is Nnamdi Nnadimma.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey, the previous home of Oden Igbo. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm happy to hear from you. I've not called this time for the past 1 year. And I've been listening to you.
Thank you very much.
I am from Umorisha in Emin.
Thank you. And you are now resident in New Jersey, USA. Is that correct?
Yes.
And from where you're calling from? Please go ahead.
Yes. I'm just calling to say thank you for all you are doing. That I appreciate all you are doing. And I'm so happy for that. That somebody could try to set our people free from the bondage they are into.
Thank you very
much. And I will assure you one thing. By the grace of God, all you are doing, God will grant you a success in it.
He said.
It's only that I'm not in that country. Have you been there now? I will always come to you because we need to start doing something. Despite the fact we are still waiting for our ammunition to come back, but we need to start doing something. But nevertheless, by God's grace, we will succeed.
Thank you very much. Of course we will. We will succeed. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Hold on. My Thank sister you. Wants to talk to you.
Too. Of course.
Hello?
Yes, please. You're welcome to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. The whole world is listening. We are in Biafra Land, please. Your name. We know you're in New Jersey.
Okay, my
America.
Name is Ifeyinwa Onyeyili. I'm from Abatete in Anambra State.
Nice people. Abatete Wundioma. They are nice people. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. I just want to say that I'm so glad for what God is using you to do. And my prayers for you is that the Lord that has inspired you to do this, that he's going to strengthen you, that the Lord will equip you, and the Lord will give you the vision and tell you the things to do and where and which areas he wants you to move forward in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will fight every battle he has sent you to do in the name of Jesus. The Lord that has brought you, taken you this far, that God will help you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear sister.
And bless your family.
Thank you very much. I say amen to that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you. These are people calling, and this is Radio Biafra. I said there was a call from New York. They couldn't quite connect. Maybe it is this very brother who was trying to call us earlier. This is Radio Biafra once again. If you are looking for how to contact us, our number is everywhere. Once again, let us go to the line and take this very call. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please? My apologies. I do apologize. I left it somewhere else. Please, can you hear me now? The connector.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
I'm talking, but the service was cutting. This is Dominic Goodman from Abakaliki.
Yes, please. Yes, go ahead.
I say, God, you don't bless you already. Maybe you say, God will bless you. Don't bless you already. All those things we want. He's there for your hand. All those things. It all reached to end.
Thank you very much.
May God protect you, protect all your family, protect all those people who are supposed to be Biafra. Those people who are there for not. We don't know, say, other than outside people. Give them, Mama Bele, I don't know. Those people, those politicians, we don't support. May God not bless them. God will hammer them from forever and over. Even in children, they will see better. As they know once Biafra. To stay now, so God will reduce something for his life in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. So
all those people will work Biafra. Now, so God will bless them because they go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on the phone. I have people on Skype. Ebony, everywhere people want to speak on their radio station, Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Indubinso Shala from Netherlands.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, Happy New Year.
The same to you.
And good evening to all the Afrans of IPOP around the world. My name is Indubinso Shala from Umudike Umobum. In Idato South, Imo State, Biafra land. Fellow Biafrans around the world, I want each and every one of you to be courage and be determined. For the hour of victory and action has come. So we want all the real Biafrans to come out these days to prove that they love Biafra. Because if you love something, you will commit yourself, your whole self, your life, and everything it takes to make that love be manifested so that the world will know that you really love for something and you go after that thing. And that thing you love is the freedom of your people, Biafra. Without Biafra, all these things we are touring here and there, living in cold, like we that are living in Europe, in Netherlands, and around the world, there is no peace, there is no joy, there is no happiness. Rather than we make up our minds, we imagine ourselves, unite together, come together with a voice of supportive effort in order to make this Biafra a reality. Yeah, we are seeing how the Northerners are preparing to get their own freedom. It is never a surprise for those of you who are living in Netherlands, who are thinking that when good luck rule 4 years more, then they will be able to get their position. It is impossible. God has predestined that this is the time the people of Biafra will get their freedom. So whether you like it or not, all those of you that are in PDP or politicians in Netherlands who are threatening me because I believe in my own choice, who are threatening the people of Biafra in the Netherlands, plotting that they will do anything to frustrate us, to make us, but you cannot stop the rain because God, the God of Chukwu Adeoma, is a consuming fire. And all those of you who are now at home or anywhere sabotaging for our progress, for our freedom, just take note of this, that the time and their days are numbered. Because immediately you are still insisting to plot the hindrance and freedom of the chosen people of God. That's the time you are digging your grave before the time. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, all the secret listeners in Netherlands, listen, this is the time you will come out. Forget, there is no gain in bribe. There is no gain in lobbying. There is no gain in captivity. There is no gain in bondage. There is no gain in slavery. Only way that can lead you to freedom, that can lead you to eternal hope, that can lead you to health care, that can lead you to insurance, that can lead you to good development and governance, is when you get freedom, when you get Biafra. Biafra has a good platform that you will never imagine, that you have never imagined in your life. Because you have been incarcerated for more than a century, that is why you don't know your left, your right. Anywhere you see noise, you just go there. This is the time you come and support us. You think that Biafra is not a reality, but we are marching on and we will get to the end. So I'm advising you, all the secret listeners, those who are thinking that when we are strike, when we do action, before they will come. Remember what the Bible says in the Genesis chapter 7, I quote, chapter 7 verse 23b, it says, as it was in the day of Noah, I said, so shall it be in the land of Biafra, when many people are mocking. When many people are living in luxurious life, thinking that is their normality, Nigeria is their option. Until the day that God spoke to Noah to take all the chosen people of God into the book, into the ark of Noah, then the Bible says in verse 23b, and it was by a sudden that God said, let my people get into the boat. And Noah took his family and all the chosen race of God inside the boat. The Bible says that God destroyed all the enemies. I said, God destroyed all the enemies, including those who thought that, don't worry, when you walk finish, when you finish, Biafra is our home. Let me tell you the truth. This is the day you will come out and prove that you are chosen people of God in the Biafra land. Support us, then freedom will be yours. But if you have become, improve yourself that you are our enemy, then that time you will cry the cry of the people of Noah, of the disturbing people of Noah. That is why we are making our trumpet day and night before the time runs out. Therefore,
fellow brothers and sisters and all the listeners and all the lovers of Biafra freedom in Netherlands. Please, if you don't want to come to our gathering, our meeting, our family meeting for the freedom, give us your financial support. We need arms. We need to equip ourselves. We need to get ready for BDF for the final battle because we have no time on our side. May God bless each and every one of you. Once more, we are going to have our general meeting on the 1st of this month, next Saturday, so that if you come, come with your praise, the lovers of freedom of the indigenous people of Biafra in Netherlands. We are many, but most of you are dodging because your mind are crooked in luxurious life, in lobby, in bribery and in corruption. But the Bible says that a sinner will never go unpunished. Come to our meeting. Call this number so that we will be able to direct you where we are holding our meeting. The number you can call if you have been touched in the mind as a Biafran citizen to come and join the Biafran family. See the number you can call so that we direct you when our meeting starts by 4 p.m. on the 1st of this month, Saturday, by 4 p.m. Biafran time. The number is 068-63-84-281. Again, another one is 068-57-64-986. Please, may God bless each and every one of us. May God bless all the indigenous people of Biafra around the world. May God bless our great director, the commander-in-chief, Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless all the officials and all the principal officials that is serving in the freedom of Biafran Republic. May God give us long life. We will march on. We will get to victory. Thank you, director. God bless you and God bless your family.
Thank you very much. Amechukwu Abiyama, bless you as well. Thank you very, very much. I will go to Sky because he's been waiting for a very long time, or she, as a matter of fact. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype, if you can hear me, that is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning.
And good evening from Malaysia. Here. You are in Malaysia, and good evening from Biafra land. Please go ahead.
So, how are you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you.
I want to say a big thank you to you people doing the work over there. I really appreciate your works and your efforts making things moving all the way of the land of Biafra. We here in the Malaysia, we really appreciate and we are giving you people a very big support.
Thank you.
And we are here to promise that whatsoever it will cost, that we solidly behind you people, and just keep on doing the work and doing the work good. Okay.
No problem. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller on the other Skype as well. Can you hear me?
Please, can I finish, please?
Yes, of course you can.
Yeah, please. Okay. I also want to appreciate our brother from Augsburg. He's a very ardent Biafran, and he also came to our meeting today, and by tomorrow they will be having their meeting. In fact, the seed we sowed in Augsburg has borne us borne fruit, and we appreciate him and his own group. I will also comment on the burial of our beloved Innocent Odenigbo, Professor Innocent Odenigbo. I will suggest that we, you know, bury Professor Innocent Odenigbo with our Biafran flag. He deserves.
And that is going to happen. Professor Innocent Odenigbo will, of course, be buried with Biafran flag. He will be given what amounts to a state burial. He will be given a state burial. That is exactly what we are going to do.
That is exactly what we're going to do.
And thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Please, your Hello? Line is a bit wobbly. Yes, go ahead and turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. You are live to
yes,
the whole world.
Okay. My name is Chief Okafor. I'm coming from Minnesota.
From Minnesota in America. Go ahead.
Yeah. I like this program. I really commend you for your effort. I really commend you for the effort you're trying to do to bring Biafra people together and trying to find our destination, you know. You know, it's time.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. There is a delay of coming to you, which is understandable. But go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. I said I'm very happy. So we Biafrans, I think it's time we start looking for our destiny, because like you always say, the Republic of the Zwolle, or whatever you call it, I think it's crumbling, and it's time we come together and form our nation, which I believe this year, by the grace of God, we will rise up our flag and, you know.
Yes, if we work very hard, if we work very, very hard, I believe in hard work, if we work very, very hard together, yes, as one indomitable, indivisible team, devoid of our suffering and new blood, there is no way we cannot achieve what we are looking for this year if we work very hard.
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm from Delta State.
Yes.
I believe I'm from Delta State, Agbo, and I believe that is the land of Biafra.
Of course, it is the land of Biafra.
Biafra land, and yes, so we are happy. At least I was listening on your station on the Brother Biafra about those guys in Malaysia, about those guys, you know, that are dying over there, that they are killing. I'm sorry for them, but at least we have to know that when we travel out, we know that we travel out, and whatever country we go, we're supposed to know the culture that we're in the Muslim country. You know, it's a pity that he died, but you know, you can't go to a Muslim country, you know, do what you don't. It's not his fault. It's the fault of the country, Nigeria, so-called Nigeria, that there's no job. The outcasts, they're using our oil to develop their northern part of their country, while the people in the east, in the south, are suffering. You know, so I just hope and pray that by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, that Biafra will stand this year by the grace of God.
He said. Thank you very much. And on that very resounding note, we are uniting the Biafran families together. Everybody, if he comes from Agbo, he's in Minnesota, USA, and he's a Biafran, and he supports what we are doing. That goes to show that here we unite people. We bring the family members together. We show you who your relatives are. And I'm very, very saddened, very, very saddened to announce that we have lost Emeka, our brother Emeka in Israel, who died. I understand, you know, oh my goodness me. He died of a stroke in Israel. I don't know what, maybe it's high blood pressure that causes stroke. It's very, very sad indeed. May his soul rest in perfect peace. It's extremely sad, very, very sad, very sad. But we continue. That is how we want Biafra to come, so we can have the finest hospitals in the world. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for having listened this very evening. If you have missed anything, I'm sure you'll be able to catch up tomorrow morning as well. Wherever you are, you must remain very strong, remain very resolute. 2015 is going to be a very trying year for us. The devil will try all he can to derail us, but we must remain focused and keep our eye on the final prize. We have come home to do the work that we promised we're going to do. We have come home, therefore we need the support of everybody. If you don't know how to support, we'll be telling you about revised ways through which you will be able to support this very effort. Because without money, you cannot receive Radio Biafra on FM. It is not possible. Without funding, we cannot be able to release our nuclear weapon, which will mean that people even in far away, as Senegal, can tune their radio and get us. We know what we are doing one step at a time. We understand it. You need to trust us and give us every help that you can. Don't say, I am waiting for you to do something. Weapons cost money, if you don't know. Please, nobody's going to give us one for free. We need to be prepared. If we're not prepared, we will lose. And I'm not prepared to run this same thing that happened again in 1970. After everything we lost, we cannot afford to lose this time around. Therefore, we need to be prepared. We need your help to make that preparation possible. If you have not contributed towards the defense fund, even the countries that have sent in their mega defense fund, which I don't want to announce on air because the funds are a bit, it's a bit shameful. We ask you to go back again and begin to evangelize. Go back again and begin to get people to contribute towards the defense fund, because what we have contributed so far is not big enough. It cannot even pay for one consignment. So that's why we've not touched it. It's still there where it belongs in Germany. We've not touched it because it is way too small. You must go out if you have not completed your monthly dues. I'm sure you do so. Not very much comes in, but those of you who are resilient, United States of America, those of you in United Kingdom, those of you in Germany, those of you in Italy, very, very important that you don't fail. You must continue to do your work. As soon as other sides show the same level of consistency, we add them to this A list. Very, very important. Malaysia used to be there before. God knows what happened to them. This is Radio Biafra. Tomorrow, we'll be back here again, same time, 8 p.m. Biafra land time. I don't know for you what Biafra means, but to me, Biafra is my religion. And here on Radio Biafra is where I worship, because Chukwa Biama is God. This same God will guide, bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwa Biama we call upon all the time will bless Biafra. I thank you very much. And from me here, this very day in Biafra land, the 24th day of January 2015, it is simply good evening.